Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
What's up, boss?
Yo, what you about to do?
Oh, I'm chilling, man. I'm about to log into the radio right now.
It's on, get out your pop. Con, no hate and stop. Draw, just turn the top, make sure it's not. We air it out.
One thing about a dog, never bite your tongue. Holding your breath, you end up missing a lung. I speak mine, pardon my peace, respect my grief, but I'm a gangster. Any felt tension I squeeze, I handle business. 9mm jaw structure, cold hard star, I ain't even gotta touch ya. I don't mince words, I line them up for soldiers. You got something to say, get it off your shoulders. Baby mama drama, the war, Bush and Obama. All those crying, they sons being cooked with llamas. But on the other side, I spit about the Celtics and Lakers, about the riches or the pigeons. How they smell any flavors, call me the guy that not run my body. I sweat fire out a liar, life is a bitch. But it's something about that chick. Until I'm 6 feet deep in the ditch, believe I keep it on the hip, quick to grip and let a sing rip.
It's on, get out your pop. Con, no hate and stop. Draw, just turn the clock, make sure it not. We air it out. Down to the get, all the butter and grit. The real job, it expose the counterfeit. I'm on mine, get on yours. The clock punch, pour a cup, light it up for me. We air it out.
Air it out radio.
Air it out radio.
Oh, I was waiting for the claps.
Yeah. That chick fire.
Smack still the G-O-D.
That's right. Another Monday.
That's right. Monday.
The 25th.
4 days before the launch. I'm aired out ready.
Yes. Crazy. I'm ready.
I'm hyped already. I feel like I'm there already.
I'm so hyped. I just ordered something online. Ready to go.
Sorry, fellas. She can't wear it at the show, though. I'm being a smart.
I'm gonna be there with my birthday suit on. So, you already know.
That's going to make sure they show up.
Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to... See, you messed up.
I didn't want to hear that.
Girl, you messed up. Look, yeah. I was giving you...
I knew you was I was going to go there, so I said, Matt, shut up.
Shout out to Scoop, Lady C, and you, my co-host.
Shout out to my co-host as well.
I got the greatest
co-host ever.
Yeah, you know.
I wouldn't trade for Wendy Williams for $1 million.
You lying.
No, I really don't like that broad anyway. So.
Hey. Shout out to all my aired outers, you know what I mean? On my remix, Twitter. They block me on Twitter, but it's cool.
You can't add 1,000 friends a day. It's out of hand to them.
I'm thinking I'm on Facebook, right? That's what it is. So...
Hey, Facebook blocked me before too for that. They said you're
really?
Going too much too quick.
Oh, see, they warned me. They don't ever block me.
But like, who are they, the friend police? You have too many friends right now, sir.
That's a good thing, though. I don't care what they say. I'm doing me. Like, I'll be like, y'all follow me, right? So anyway, make sure y'all check out the special editions that we do every once in a while. That's where we play all the music. And mixtape coming out the 29th. Max Still.
Yeah. Air it out. Volume 2. We gonna be steady. We gonna start hitting y'all so much y'all gonna lose count.
Yeah. Crazy.
Really.
You know.
Shout out to all the artists who made it too. Y'all definitely shining.
Definitely. And we gotta let them know that they automatically get on.
Yeah.
Cause you're on the, you know, you come on the show, you automatically in there.
See y'all gotta understand, this is Air It Out Radio. We don't do a lot of industry politics and BS. We keeps it real. We tell you, when I tell people they can just call in and submit music, we play it. They are like, they flabbergasted. They used to having to go through 10, 20 people and then the whole process. Nah, we keep you real.
Exactly.
Y'all made it to the show. Y'all made it to the mixtape.
Yeah, we thanking you. That's like our way of appreciating that. So
exactly. Because without y'all, we would just be sitting there talking to each other. Not that we don't mind, but.
Yeah, we can have a good conversation with or without everybody. But anyway. So, yeah, make sure y'all, you know, check out the mixtape. The 29th is dropping. That's the same day of our party at the Big Bang.
Yeah,
it's crazy. 1433 R Street.
We got a pool of Jello with some models. Oh, it's going
to
be...
Stop lying to them.
But you can tell them you're coming in your birthday suit, though.
Yeah, well...
So why I can't advertise the models in
the
pool?
The girls will be there. The girls will be there.
Yeah. And a pool with Jello. Maybe, and or pudding.
Yeah. You know. Shout out to the people that may be attending. Because I always say may, because you never know. If they don't come, don't y'all get mad at us. You know, Lady Merc. Lady us. My mom. Lord have mercy. It's on the
Lady Marmalade.
I forgot the town name. I got messed up.
Lady Rage? I'm trying to help
no.
you.
No. Lady Luck? Lord have mercy.
Oh,
she
Lady.
Wanna smack
oh,
me.
Yeah, I got
she
you.
She want to smack me. Menage Kwa.
We're taking pictures.
Range.
What up, Range?
From the Rock. Rock Nation, I'm sorry. I don't want to.
I'm about to say the
confused.
Rock is back together. You get me all hyped.
Yeah. I don't want to get that confused.
It's
you know what I'm saying? So. That's just a few. Like, the rest, y'all don't have to come and see. You know what I mean? The bottom line is, we going to be there.
Yeah, how about that?
We gonna be there.
Fire gonna have our birthday suit. We're gonna have ladies with Jello and or pudding.
And I hope all y'all show up because, you know, we definitely wanna meet y'all. So that's basically what it is. It's just y'all the meet and greet us and whatnot, you know, for the first time. So y'all know who y'all talking to, you know what I mean? So
face to face.
Yeah, man. Really, y'all definitely gotta be there. And make sure y'all smell good, man, when y'all trying to hug me and all that stuff. Because like,
she will talk about you later on.
Come on, man.
That'll be a topic for a show.
Definitely.
Speaking of topic of the show, what this week's is... What's
this,
the craziest, funniest, or dumbest thing someone said while having sex with you?
Yeah. Max, come on with it. Come on with it.
Oh my God!
I hate to even ask. I'm scared.
You gotta come back to me. I gotta think some more. I've been thinking all day on that. I'm still in the data bank. You gotta come back to me with that.
Okay, it's one of them. I don't know if it's the best one, but mine was when a dude had said to me, "I'm about to cry." So he was basically saying like he about to cry because it was, you know, so potent.
You was laying the smack down.
I'm about to cry. He didn't say he about to come. I'm about to cry. Like, what do you say after that?
Hey, I seen Tyrese cry when Stella got her groove back, so. She must have been moving all this on him.
Yeah. I got some other ones, too, but that was like, that one made me stop the whole process and just start fucking laughing like, this nigga's stupid as shit. So... You know, crazy. I'm sure we're going to hear some funnier ones in this tonight. So, shout out to Tammo Beats. We're playing these shit right now. Definitely can't wait to hear some of them. And, oh, yeah, make sure y'all send y'all drops in. We definitely trying to do the drops nowadays.
Yeah, send them things in.
Yeah, y'all got some funny drops. It has to be Aired Out Radio, Max Steel, and Fire in it. You know what I mean? We just play it on here. See what happens. We'll try that. You know, we down for trying new things. So, what are we going to do, Max? We going to take some calls?
Yeah, we might as well. Let's see what the lines is looking like.
Yeah, see what they talking about, yeah.
They're getting chunky already. They ain't fat yet, but they're getting chunky.
Yeah. We're going to hit up 3-4.
Hold on. Before you do that, let me do like we always do. Public service announcement. If you're on the line and you want to just listen. If you want to talk to us, please press 1. And when we give you last 4 digits of your number you're calling from, you're on the air. Thank you.
Yes, please. And if we skip you, do not get mad and cuss me out later by text. All right? So we're going to go to 3448. Air It Out Radio. What's good? Uh-oh. I see.
Somebody in the middle of doing our phone our topic of the night. That's what that is.
Air It Out Radio 3448. Okay, see? A prime example of what we're talking about right there.
If you want to listen, don't press 1.
All right. They probably doing something, and you know, whatever. But
you
anyway.
You know what I think it is? Because I think when they call in.
They wasn't expecting us to come to them that soon, probably.
I think I think when they first call in, you know it says the host cue such as press 1. I don't think they fully just listen. They just by instinct press 1, and they might not even be wanting to talk.
Who knows? You know, once y'all listen back or whatever, y'all realize that we did go to you. So we doing our job. So anyway, all right. Let's see if they on again. 3448 Air It Out Radio.
Okay. No one talk to us.
All right, look. Let me get to Capri's song because I left her hanging last week and I don't want to do it again. And I try to keep my word. I got some VIPs on the line that we had at the last episode, So I definitely want to get them out the way too. This is Capri in the club.
Exclude me. me. I make my own moves, no excuse me. The road to success, no SUV. I'm doing what I do, you know my expertise. Fried rappers for dinner with my ketchup, please. I'm the B-E-S and I'm fresh to the teeth. Yeah, who fucking with me? Who fucking with me? Who fucking with me, nigga? Is you fucking with me? I'm like, damn. Tell me how they slept on Buck. Pick a nigga, any nigga, I put bets on Buck. I'm the hottest in South Philly, I'm the next on up. If you sick, make an appointment, you get checked on up. What? Fuck. What the fuck it take to get some recognition? And I'm working hard, my niggas say they think I'm overspitting. And I told them, listen, these other niggas is bullshitting. And I'm about to drop my shit, so I'm going get them. Break a nigga wide up, now they yawning them. Next niggas, we gon' bust, we be mourning them. Full warning, and I got some shit for y'all. Talking about mixtapes, got 5 or 6 for y'all. Man, I'm on my shit for y'all, and I do this shit for y'all. Remember, niggas used to say I can't spit at all. Now niggas tell me, look, do this shit, my dog. I get with you, dog, look, I'm get with you, dog. Got 'em, I said I got 'em. Got 'em, I said I got 'em. Got 'em, I said I got 'em. If you mention competition, pick 'em up and I drop 'em. Got 'em, I said I got 'em. Got 'em, I said I got 'em. Got 'em, I said I got 'em. If you mention competition, pick 'em up and I drop 'em.
Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. That chick.
And it's Max, too.
Make sure y'all check out the website, www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to school. Lady C. Rome.
Yeah, what up with Rome?
Rome is doing the Thursday thing, you know what I mean? Make sure y'all check him out, 9 to 2. So we'll be advertising a little bit more about that. So, you know, we'll have a link up and everything on the page. So y'all make sure y'all check him out, too. So we're going to hit up another caller. See what's going on. 7167 Air It Out Radio.
Hey.
Hey. He said I'm on the show.
I've been hearing like a lot of tracks, a lot of cats rap. Oh, by the way, it's hostile. Oh, by the way, do y'all got like where you could go online and listen to the show like live, or if you wanted to, if you missed it, can you go back to that show or?
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like
on our website.
Like it's recorded and.
Yeah. You can actually now we're actually to the point where you can talk to us live by chat, but if you missed the show, you can always go to our website, which is www.airitoutradio.net. You can hear that. Yeah. No, well, everybody else kind of knows.
Oh,
you can
know.
Listen
I'm
to it live, or you can listen to it, you know, back to the archive and stuff. So. Do we have music from you? Didn't we talk to you last week about this?
Last week, 2 weeks ago? I think I missed it last week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, Maul
what
said
happened?
I sent it. Remember I was saying that?
What?
Yeah, but I sent it, though. Max, what
you
up, man?
You sent it?
Huh?
You sent it?
Yeah.
So it's here.
Yeah.
What is it under?
What you
not
sent
under
us? What's the name of it?
Yeah. I don't think it's under hostile.
I think goons, baboons. Something like that. I think Maul sent one. He already told me he sent one. And I was like, oh, all right, because I sent one too. I think it's called Goons and Baboons or something like that.
Goons and Baboons. I'm quite sure I didn't label it as that. I need a name, like a specific name.
Uh-oh.
I don't think it's under your name. That's for sure.
I think it's under Goons. It's just Goons then. You looking for me?
Yeah, I'm looking for you now. And I don't see it. I don't see it.
It just say Goons. There's a Tamwall beat. Is on one of them jaws. And I said that by it's your favorite rapper at ymail.com. The letter U, the letter R, favorite rapper at ymail.com.
No.
And I sent it, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Did you check your email? Because if I don't have it now, maybe it wasn't in MP3 form or something like that.
It was in the MP3 form. I mean, it is, because he sent it to me in the MP3. And he said he sent it. He said he sent it.
Okay, well, I don't see it. And I've been pretty good with, you know, keeping up with the music nowadays. Yeah. So, maybe if you can send it in, maybe I'll try to squeeze it in tonight. If you can resend it and I got time, I'll try to put it in there tonight.
I've been sent.
I'm trying to tell you. Just
he said he sent the joint too. So how you not get both of our
joints? Who? Who said that?
Maul. I'm trying to tell you. Maul said he sent it. I told you it's the
Is it under
Maul
Maul's name? Because it might be under Maul's name. That's
hey, it might be under
Did
Maul's
name,
too.
Of it?
Huh?
Yeah,
the name of the song is called Goons. So I sent just plain Goons. That was like 2 weeks ago, mind you. Not last week. Not the week before that, but the week before that.
Nope. Don't got it.
Yeah, I sent it.
Don't got it.
I could probably look it up and see when I sent it. You want me to do that real quick? Let me run in the crib.
Just resend it.
Because I don't know if I sent it to the right one.
The funny part is he blaming me, y'all. You get this? Come on, man. Really? Anyway.
They don't blame you.
Why are you blaming me?
Because, like, I sent it and you ain't even
but
got
you
it. Like, you ain't even trying to pull it up.
I'm not trying to pull it up because, first of all, I've been really good with all the email. Like, y'all been checking the status. Like, I haven't been screwing up. That's been on some of y'all part. I'm good. So resend it, and I'll try to squeeze it in if I can, you know, throughout the show. And if you want to hit me back, I got your number right here. I'll try to pull you through.
That's
you saying
right.
you
go
might
ahead.
Have sent it to the wrong email. So, I mean,
I couldn't.
Who's part of that?
All
right. Okay. But anyway, while we got you on the line, let's talk about the topic, if you will. It's what's the craziest, funniest, dumbest thing someone has ever said to you while having sex?
All right, let me get to that right. It's itsairitoutradio@gmail.com.
Right.
I said the 920. Let me see when I sent it.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, it says loading up messages. Hold on.
You holding up our show.
Oh, 9/20/2010 at 10:32 p.m.
All right, this is what I'm going to do.
And it say Goons.
Okay. I'm going to see if you tell me the truth. I'm going to go back.
I'm in our inbox right now.
Yeah.
It says September 20th.
Max is going to look at that and see, you know, what's going on. Maybe
yeah,
I made a mistake.
Just
I have no problem apologizing.
Trash.
But look, we're going to get to the topic. Actually, we're gonna get back to you because you're holding us up. All right.
Put me back on hold.
All right. Anyway, 52. Yeah, we're going
to
come back to him because, you know, like, we ain't trying to leave nobody stranded. But anyway, 5270, yeah, Air It Out Radio.
I ain't tell nobody.
Air It Out Radio, 5270. Okay, that's another one.
We can hear y'all.
What's up?
What's going on? We ain't even get to you yet, but damn, what's going on?
Man, this is your boy Spiz Gambler checking in. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Benji Jones, what's up, player?
What's going on?
Man,
Benji
know.
Ain't on yet. Is this Benji or is this somebody representing Benji?
No, this is Gambler, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think he's looking for Benji.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Benji is not on yet.
All right, that's what's up. But you know what I'm saying? I was just calling to support my man or whatever. We all make music up in West Philadelphia, so you know, I'm keeping that PSC movie.
Okay.
You know,
are you part of the Wolfpack?
No, I got my own thing going on. Get it in entertainment. Like when y'all talk to Benji, they'll tell you about it. Like I've been saying it for years. You know what I'm saying? Like. I got my own movement going on, though. But like
okay,
I said,
well,
it's not
tell
just
everybody
about
it. Tell everybody where they can reach
everybody
you at.
In the city. So, I'm saying, I ain't worried that he's going to be up on here. I just called to show support. But, you know, I'm here now, so what's up, man?
You want to tell everybody your website and all that, where they can reach you?
Yeah, so go check out getitin.com. I mean, that's the main website right now. I'm pushing me and the rest of the artists that I got on my kit. So getitin.com. I mean, I also got a, you know, my /Stiz Gambler, a Facebook Stiz Gambler. I'm saying YouTube videos all crazy with thousands of views, you know. I mean, I'm just trying to do my thing, but yeah, hollering.
Okay. You want to answer the topic that we got going on today? It's what's the craziest, funniest, dumbest thing someone has ever said to you while having sex?
Craziest, dumbest, funniest thing.
Yeah, one of them. It could be the craziest or the funniest or the dumbest thing somebody ever said while you was getting it in.
Hmm.
I said I make mistakes, but I have been very good lately, so I'm gonna still check.
Let's give her a clap. Y'all got claps in the background? Let's give her a clap for that one. Y'all got claps?
I got a clap for you. Hold on.
He is terrible.
Kind of classy ass, a silent clap. Anyway, we're gonna come back to you.
I just checked the account, and the only email we got is the one I just got from him. I searched the whole thing for anything from your favorite rapper. So.
Yeah, well, you know, we're gonna check again. I don't think he sent it, but anyway, I could be wrong. But anyway, we're gonna hit up the line 7554 and hit our radio.
What's up, baby girl? It's Honest Fire. How y'all doing tonight? What's up, man?
Fire's on the line.
What's good, Fire?
Nothing, chilling. Definitely wanted to shout out your guest, MC Shy Buck. Shout out to Put In Work in South Philly, doing anything, Benji Wolfpack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I heard you spit Zilla. I know you. I love your show, though. Definitely just calling to show love. I've been so busy, but I had to come through, check you guys out.
Definitely.
And
I know you
do
be.
Did she do an interview with us yet?
No.
I've been
trying to get a hold of her.
I know.
I'm on fire.
Listen,
don't air me out. I've been trying to get music from her the whole nine.
What's up, Honest?
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I got your ASAP issue,
mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, now even everybody's getting on me because I do so much for other people. I still have to remember that Honest Fire is an artist, and I'm going to put my shit out there. But y'all already know November 7th, Mill Creek, first Sunday is going to be spectacular. I'm performing again. I got to perform last month. Like I said, it's just been a change. Get more organized. Learned a lot of things so I could be able to help a lot of artists without taking so much away from myself. But I'm still here to help and network and put people together and definitely show love to everybody and stay sucker free. Fuck all you losers. You know what it is.
No, she didn't. Okay.
I always say fuck them losers.
Damn, I know, right? That's how I feel.
Ain't no bitches. I want to air something out. I can't stand bitches trying to copy other bitches' style, too. I just saw some shit yesterday had me dying. Like,
really?
You know, people want to talk. The certain rapper chick or whatever want to talk about other girls dressing all skanky and, oh, I don't have to dress skanky. All is this and the third. She had a whole gold aluminum tennis skirt on, these lace booty shirts. I'm like, what type of shit? But, you know, it is what it is. People do as they want to do.
Well,
we keep it moving. I wanted to check up on that topic question too.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. Definitely about to ask you. So, what's your opinion about that? You've been listening, or you already, you know?
No.
You know,
yeah, I've been listening. You said,
okay.
Has anybody ever shouted out anything?
No, what's the funniest, craziest thing like somebody ever said to you? Like, it could be dumb, crazy, funny, whatever.
Well, I'm gonna say something crazy that was funny that happened to me, or whatever. It was or some normal shit though. I'm gonna tell y'all why it was funny. Cause like it was actually the first time that I was with my last boyfriend. We actually got together or whatever. And you know how a guy gets? They goes, "Oh, where you want me to come?" You know what I'm saying? So you'd be like, "So I was just like wherever you want or whatever." Just like come wherever you want. And then he just pulled it out. I was about to cover my face, and I just jumped off the bed. Then he ended up coming
God.
All over the floor and all over himself.
Rather the floor than your hair or your face.
Exactly.
Dead.
Like, what the hell? I didn't even understand how he would even interpret that that's what I meant. I'm like, listen.
You
I
said,
yeah,
wanted.
You did say that. You did give him clearance.
But look, you can't tell me he can park in the garage and get mad because he didn't tore the garage door off.
Yeah, you can't say that. You a sister, and you got, the hair and everything. You can't say whatever.
No, that was just so funny because then we just bust out laughing. Like, it was just a real shame.
You just,
but
you
no, normally,
you mess up his whole little,
right?
You know.
You got to specify. You got to say booty or belly.
But you know what? Booty or belly, I guess I could have said that. We were together for a good while, so, you know, we had a good run or whatever. It is what it is. But normally, no, nothing funny happens when I'm in the bedroom besides that. It's
you
all normally.
Funny,
I guess the funniest thing you can say is just, I do find it funny, and I think I laugh on the inside when the guy be, like, really bitching. Like, I just think that's funny. Some guys can't help it, though. You know what I mean?
So you ain't never knocked over no lamp, no, you know, threw the bat off the hinges or nothing. Like,
oh gosh, we broke beds, but that's you laugh, you know. Yeah, I can see a certain stuff happen. You like laugh. Like, I remember one time my son almost came in and we had to hurry up and just get dressed for like 2.5 seconds and just be normal. And then my son wanted a hug and I'm like, I can't touch you right now. So,
oh god.
You know, most times sex is serious. You know what I mean? Sex should be serious. You know, sometimes a person saying something funny, it just don't fit. You know, I giggle out of enjoyment. You be like, woo, nice giggle.
So what else you got going on, Fire, besides the Mill Creek thing?
Well, I got to tell y'all, like, I'm so excited, actually. Like, you know, it definitely was rough because I always wanted to do more programming on Philly Shine Radio, and I would definitely love to merge with Air It Out Radio because I'm not even doing anything for Monday nights, but I actually have 5 new shows that's going to be connected with Philly Shine Radio. We're working on trying to have just 24-hour program because I just know so many different people who have excellent personalities. My cousin, who's on her way to having her own doctorate degree, she's a lawyer. She's going to be a lawyer, so she's going to have My Legal Drama airing Wednesday nights at 10 on Philly Shine Radio. I have the DMV Vixens from D.C. going to be holding it down Thursday nights at 10, Sex Talk No Chasers. Also, Sheena S. Dot, I should say, she's going to do underground hip-hop Friday nights at 10 p.m. on Philly Shine Radio. So it's definitely really organized. It's beautiful. We just working on just getting more sponsors, doing Unity. But it's, you know, you can also be able to get those. You can always get those things. You have numbers. You have a lot of people working together. So that's what we're definitely working towards. And I named my show Less Entertain and Show Off with Honest Fire on Philly Shine Radio. So definitely tune in, blogtalkradio.com/Philly Shine Radio. Call
and
in
what time
646-929-0172.
Okay.
Call 11 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. Tuesday through Sunday,
okay,
for my show. And then the other shows will be different times, but I'll definitely not be a stranger here because, like I said, I would love to even for you guys to call in and people can listen to Air It Out Radio through Philly Shine Radio because your show is amazing. Well, every artist that I know that's come through here, they love it. They fucks with the Unity. They call other people off of it. So it's always, I think what you guys, you and Max are doing and everybody else, I runmybody.com, y'all doing something real. I'm president, and it's, I love the organization. I wanna blend in. We gotta merge.
Definitely.
So I get to call your show now and cut up for real.
You yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes. 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 Yes.
I'm
yes.
calling her phone with scissors.
Caught up.
I don't know how many callers y'all can have, but I know Blog Talk lets you have up to 100. So we put them together. What is it? 200. And you know what I mean. Definitely go in and do something like crazy. Nobody else
yeah.
is doing. I'm all about advancement. So, y'all, find me, HONESTPHRE, on the internet, wherever.
Definitely.
YouTube, me is PHRE.
Yeah, we definitely got to get some music and get you to do an interview and have you come on and all that stuff. So,
I'm
going
to do that. Y'all be the people who get my first new music, too. And I'll send you some of the old stuff. I got you.
Okay. Right, y'all heard it. Y'all heard her say it right.
She ain't believe me.
So y'all definitely heard it here. So she can't say.
I wouldn't say I forget. I just be thinking about too much stuff, and I'm trying
to
minimize all it. Okay, thank you. Thank you. And I got your text. I just text you back, and we gonna politic on that. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Females, we
remember next
take
time.
Over.
Yeah.
Remember next time, belly or booty.
All right.
Yeah, you gotta be specific with these niggas.
That's a new phrase. I'm gonna start using that now.
Yeah, definitely.
Belly or booty.
Yeah. All right, Ma. Thank you for calling in.
No, thank you guys for having me. Right. Bye, Max. Bye, Fire.
She is terrible.
Yeah, definitely. So
I do have a crazy one, but I think she just trumped my crazy one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had that happen a couple times. I had to definitely get the fuck out of Dodge. Like, nigga, please. I wish you would. Look, I move the fuck out the way. I tell a nigga quick, if you ever come in my face, it's a wrap. Like, no more head for you. Period. You can cancel that. I'm so serious. Because I would break the fuck out. Like, I would. I'm serious. I would look bad. Like,
it is medically known.
I don't know what
it
is. It
is medically known that semen is great for skin.
Who said that? Okay, well,
it
let
is.
Me. Okay.
I can go on the web right now. It's medically known. Semen is great for your skin.
You get some and slap it on your face
they
and
got,
then
look,
let me know how
it
turned out.
They got facial mask products on the market now with semen in it.
Okay,
real
well.
Talk, this ain't even jokes.
But everybody,
Google it.
Everything is not for everybody. Certain things people can get allergic to. I'm serious. Like, I break
y'all
the fuck
spray,
out.
Y'all spray all willy-nilly on our face.
And well.
See, why is it different then? Y'all want to shoot tartar sauce, but we can't throw no mayonnaise around.
Listen, that's terrible.
That's sexist.
That's not sexist. Some people break out from that too. Some people break out from condoms and stuff.
Some people break out from not getting none. So what's your excuse?
Yeah, that's true. You break out from the straight high. That's that motherfucker. Anyway, we're going to hit some more lines, though, because I see everybody, you know, hitting us up now. Listen, make sure
the
y'all
topic
press
got it
one.
Started. The topic did.
Yeah, definitely. Press one if y'all are newbies. And make sure y'all pay attention because we can come to you at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take some more calls and everything. Make sure y'all check out the website, www.air.radio.net. Shout out to Scoop, Lady C. Who else we got to put up? 10 more beats. You know
don't
mean?
Be afraid to call in even if you're in the middle of getting it in. I mean, just...
Dom Shiz. Yeah, because I'm nosy. I'll sit there and listen.
You promote yourself while you... While
yo,
you
I'm
gotta,
telling you.
You got a doggy style. Let her know. Yeah, we got an album.
I'm nosy.
We got an album coming out. You know, I got... I got 16. My label... Let me stop. We cutting up.
Yes, you are definitely... We going to hit up... See, y'all keep jumping, man. 0494, Air Dot Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What's up, man? It's your boy, Severe, man.
Severe.
What's
that's
going
the word
on?
Last week, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I was looking for you, cuz. They called me like 10 times. Where the boy at?
Who was looking
you
for
you? You can't
me?
Do your show. You don't tell. I said, look, I ain't snitching.
So, hey, what's going on with you?
I ain't hard to find.
Well, he's like, I ain't
don't
hard
let them,
to
don't
find.
Don't let the feds know. Let us find you, but don't let them find you. You know what I mean?
Listen, man. Listen, I'm out here, man. Look, anybody come looking for me, they know where to find me at.
Right? Look, I'm this tough guy. So what's going on,
just,
baby?
Just stay free, tough guy.
Ain't nothing, man.
Be
you know, I'm chilling, man. You know, my mixtape done. Can't wait for it to drop. You know what I mean? You know, shout out to my whole Motivation Entertainment. You know what I mean? So,
what's the name of the mixtape? I'm curious.
You said Severity something. What did you say it was last week?
Last week.
Severe the future.
Severe the future.
Yeah. It's crazy, okay. Man. It's crazy. I'm telling you, like. I'm feeling like the eye of the sea right now, like real talk.
Real talk. You know what? Everybody says that, though.
No,
you know what I mean? I'm not trying to
I'm
be smart.
I'm going to keep it you up. Let me keep it
but don't everybody say that? Seriously.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Though. Everybody's supposed to feel like the best. If you
and that's
live.
Cool, though. I don't have a
exactly.
problem. I'm just saying.
It's like you can't get on there and say, yo, yeah, I'm coming out with some new shit, you know what I mean? Everybody else hotter than me, but I got... People going to be looking at you like, yo, what
yeah.
Yeah,
so what's going on,
Severe?
Have you been listening to the topic and everything?
No, you know, I just got in the crib from work, man. I just say, yo, let me hit the radio real quick and see what it is popping over there. So I just really got in. For what's going on?
You want me to give him the topic?
Yeah, Mac's gonna hit you with it.
The topic is, what is the craziest, funniest, or dumbest thing someone said while you was in the middle of getting it in?
The dumbest.
It can be either or. It can be the craziest, the funniest, or the dumbest. Whatever comes to mind. Whatever's your craziest situation.
I think the funniest thing I ever heard was this one female said she was getting a Charlie horse on the foot. That might be the funniest thing I ever heard.
They always funny when you
woo!
Get a crank. They always
that
funny.
That might
be
the funniest thing
I
heard in my life. Like couldn't even finish after that. That was funny.
That shit hurt.
I laughed in her face. It was funny.
Yeah, because it wasn't you.
You know
you would
laugh too if it wasn't you getting it.
That shit hurt. I feel if anybody about to have a Charlie horse.
You saying that now.
Especially when you riding and shit. Ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about. Man, and you get that shit in your fucking foot and your knee or whatever. Oh, my gosh.
What if you riding and he down there, he getting his lead? You don't care.
I know.
No, nigga, don't move. No, nigga, don't move.
But it's easy for y'all to just, listen, it's easy for y'all to just lean back. When you in a riding position, you can't just, like, lean over.
Hey, Fly, you need to stop making excuses, man.
What?
I heard what you were saying before you got me on, too. You a little stressed a little bit, too.
What'd I do?
What you mean what you do?
What'd
you
I
know
do?
What you said. You know
what'd
what
I
you
say?
Said. Huh?
Repeat it. What did I say?
You said, oh, well, you know, it's wrong for when a male not on a female face and if it's the other way around, it should go
thank
down
you,
like
bro.
That and
thank
all that
you.
And all that.
You would
thank
say that because, first of all,
I'm not making up excuses.
I'm just saying. I was saying that people break out from certain things. Like, I mean, a guy can break out from a girl's cum or whatever.
I'm saying, if it's going to be wrong, it's got to be wrong on both sides.
If we down there doing that, if we even attempt to get up, the session is over. The session is. It ain't going down no more.
Look, this is the problem that I have because y'all can squirt. Not everybody can squirt like me, myself, I can. But anyway, lot of girls can squirt. So if y'all down there and we're about to come, it's just gonna drip most of the time or whatever.
It don't matter if y'all squirt, drip, slip, whatever.
Yeah.
It's still on our face.
I done caught a nice number of water fountains.
Yeah, me too. You know what I'm saying? So that's
y'all
cool.
Have ways to avoid that. Like, you know.
Who
no.
Said we trying to avoid it? That's the whole point.
You can't
that's
block
good.
That. You can't
y'all
block
know
that.
If y'all allergic to it or not. Like, I know I'm allergic to it. So I'm going to stand clear of the movement.
And besides, you know what? We don't have no control over where that shit going to land at anyway. So if it land on your face.
Look, as long as as old as y'all are, y'all don't have no control over it by now.
Y'all are terrible.
Y'all don't need to be doing nothing.
This why
I said we don't have no control over where it land at.
Bottom line.
Look, for now on, just say belly or booty. Give her the decision. All right. Simple as that.
All right. Okay.
Belly or booty.
Okay.
Yeah, or the chest. Y'all can do that either or. Like, that's
freaky,
cool.
She might let you do it on her feet.
So not
you
even
see,
the chin?
I can't get into the feet thing. Max got that fetish. Like, he's crazy.
So what? Ain't that crazy about a foot? I guarantee 99%, 9.9% of men got feet fetish. They just want to
be. Yeah, they probably do.
I got a foot fetish.
See?
I like pretty feet.
I don't see it happening. But anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
I wish a nigga would say, I'm going to come on your feet. Get the fuck out of me. Like, what? Nigga, please. Get your shit and get up out of here.
What about the chin? You would get mad over the chin, though?
What? Still on my motherfucking face.
Oh, y'all are terrible.
But it's the bottom of your face, though, eh?
That's still
ain't
on my face.
Y'all
like,
are terrible. That's
my
mom right there on that line right there. She listening to all this.
Are you lying?
Your mom is in the bed at 8:00.
Anyway, babe, we're going to play one of your songs. I don't know which one we're going to get into.
All right. Well, what y'all got?
Come on, man.
Play a song, Booty or Belly.
Yeah, you need to make a song of that.
No, I'm already doing it. He can get on the remake.
All right, bet. All right. Set that up, Max. We can do that.
You think I'm going to play? I'm going to come back next week. Like, play this.
Remix.
play that, Matter of fact, you got the Future joint?
That's right. Why you mad?
Yeah, why you mad? Yeah, play that.
Okay.
Because I don't understand why these niggas mad.
Introduce that for the callers before you go. Did he do a shout before you go?
No, give your shout out.
Give my shout out.
Your radio shows.
All right, shout out, man. Shout out to the management, G Money Management. What's up to him? What's up to the whole Philly? You know what I mean? Shout out to my whole Motivation Click. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Air It Out Radio, man. Because without y'all, man, this shit wouldn't be possible. So.
Exactly.
Y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all keep it going for hungry artists like me, man. So I appreciate what y'all doing. Y'all show a lot of love, man.
That's what's
up. Anytime, cuz. Introduce that record.
Yo, man, this is your boy Severe, man. mixtape be out soon. This is Why You Mad. Hope y'all enjoy it, man.
Better future.
Why you mad? Because I ball. And you sucker niggas do nothing at all. Why you hating on me? When you niggas see me in the streets, you know this who I be. That's V. E to the R to the E. Can't you see? Without V, rap won't be the same without me. I'm the future. Yeah. And I ain't going nowhere. They gon' have to kill me to get me up out of here. I see you niggas, what you mad for? Cause I'm stacking paper and you got no dough. I hate you niggas, all your negativity. I feed off that negative energy. They praying on my downfall, hoping I don't make it. But I strive for perfection, so you niggas keep on hating. I'ma breeze right past y'all, on to the next one. Everybody hater, keep it coming, God bless them. I'm killing you niggas, just deal with it.
Yeah.
The sugar, honey, iced tea, you gotta live with it. That's alright, man, y'all gon' love me soon. Got a hater, man, this is what you tell them dudes. I don't care about you, I'ma do me. My life straight, homie, as you can see. Why you mad? Because I ball, and you sucker niggas do nothing at all. Why you hating?
Why you hating
on me?
On me.
When you niggas see me in the streets, you know this who I be.
Who I be?
That's V.
That's V.
E to the R to the E.
To the E.
Can't you see? Without V, rap won't be the same without me. I'm the future. Why you mad? Cause I ball. And you suckin' niggas do nothing at all. I'm a G,
I'm a G.
You a fraud,
you a fraud.
That life you talking, you ain't living, you's a fraud.
You's a fraud.
Just keep it real, homie. Don't be something you not. It's real killers, real gangsters, man. They ready to pop. Catch me at the mall, man. Yeah, I'm ready to shop. I feel you haters looking at me, man. You need to stop. I'm so fresh,
fresh.
You really not,
not.
I got it made.
Made.
You a sucker, I'm getting money.
Money.
You really broke,
broke.
I'm a CEO.
Oh.
You a fucking joke,
joke.
Get out my face,
face.
Give me space,
space.
Once again, I don't know why these sucker niggas hate. They probably really love me and they really feel my music. They just hating just because when they know that I do this. Why you mad? Because I ball and you sucker niggas do nothing at all. Why you hatin' on me? When you niggas see me in the streets, you know this who I be. That's V. E to the R to the E. Can't you see? Without V, rap won't be the same without me. I'm the future. This rap shit is mine now. Get over it, you niggas need to calm down. I'm super hot,
hot.
You cold as ice.
Ice.
I'm not Superman. You haters ain't my kryptonite. I keep it going. Yeah, I'm taking flight. To the top I'm headed. You niggas see me right. I'm long gone.
Gone.
I'm standing strong.
Strong.
They say money talk. Let's have a conversation home. The future. Yes, I am here. You haters ain't gonna stop me. Let's get it clear. I'm a nightmare. Someone you need to fear. See me in your dreams, I appear. I shake them up. You rappers had enough.
No.
You think you better, nigga? Then put some cash up. You mad stuff, y'all a bunch of losers. Be aware of severe abuse. Why you mad? Because I ball. And you sucker niggas do nothing at all. Why you hating on me? When you niggas see me in the
is mine now.
Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio.
Yeah.
What's going on? Is that chick fire?
This Mac still the god.
Yeah.
We still in here. We having a ball tonight for us.
Yes, yes, yes. Hostile. Hold on. Let me get to him. I apologize. And you did send it. It was sent. Hold on. It was not sent by you, sweetheart. It was sent by Tamor Beats and Morley. And it was under him. So that's just to clear that up. But anyway, I apologize. See, I could do that on the air. You know, I make mistakes. But I have been very good with my stuff. So I apologize. And we are downloading that right now as we speak. So if you can, hold on just a little longer so we can get
that
in
listening.
Here.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right. All right, thanks, babe. You accept my apology?
It's
okay.
Not full, though. It's not full, though. Cause, like,
what you want me to say?
My,
I'm sorry.
It's right in the report, though, when I said the last
sorry.
One.
I'm sorry. Look, saying to you, you're not accepting my apology?
No, because it's not
okay,
the one that
well.
I sent. I'm talking about the one that I sent.
Anyway, next caller. See, look, I tried to apologize. See, this is why black people don't apologize. We just keep it moving, right? See, look, 8735, Air It Out Radio.
Yo,
what's going on?
It's Shank, man.
Shank,
what's
going on with my drop, man?
Huh?
What's going on with my drop?
Your job, I got you whenever you need it. It's just all about the time. Let me know.
I talked to you the other day. You're supposed to be sending that to me, brother.
Man, I had to wait till we got back on the station and everything. Look, man, I got you. You know me. I got you.
Okay. Hey, okay.
What's the good one?
Ain't nothing. About
to eat something.
Okay. So what's going on with you? Have you been listening to the topic and everything?
Yeah, I think I heard the topic. What's the dumbest or craziest thing somebody ever said?
Right.
To you in the middle of your business or whatever. I'm going to answer that later. I'm going to answer that later. Uh-oh. I'm going to answer that right before they play my songs, and then I'm going to answer that, Joe. Because I can't really think just, like, to the end. Like, it's so much shit.
Well, you know, once we play your song, we ain't coming back to you.
No, I said right before I play my song. I got y'all.
Well, we're about to play now. You know you ain't no guest, so you don't get no showtime like that. No, I'm just saying, like, Shank, you know I love you.
He is a guest, though.
How he a guest? Listen,
all,
you a guest every
week.
Listen, he a guest every week, but you know how our lines be, Shank. Come on.
Bias remarks are not in any way in compliance for the standard of thoughts for Air It Out Radio. That was just a service announcement.
Anyway, Shank.
But you get the point.
You know what I mean, Shank. You know I ain't trying to be smart.
Yeah,
you know
I thought I'm going to be on before me. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, where is he? Y'all usually together.
He should be on the line, but he's in another area of the city right now.
Okay. Okay, so what you want to do? You want to get into the topic now and then go ahead and what you want to do? How you want to do it? You got like a couple minutes.
I don't want to waste too much time trying to think like what's the format. I don't know. Like I
you don't know. It's cool. You don't gotta. You know. Go ahead and give your shout outs and stuff. It's cool.
No, shout out to Air It Out Radio all day every week. I can't wait till I'm a guest on this joint. I'm waiting for that.
See what you did.
Look, all you gotta do is ask. I don't have a problem. Or if anybody wants to be on, all y'all gotta do is hit me or Max up.
Yeah, just ask.
Preferably Max.
Yeah,
like y'all could just get on. All y'all gotta do is ask. Some like me, I'm booked up. I ain't gonna lie till like November or something. But Max, he's free. So all y'all gotta do is hit him up.
You can find me on Twitter.com, Max Still the God, if you're looking for me. Let's set it up.
There y'all go. See?
Say no more. But I don't know. The funniest thing that somebody probably ever said to me is don't let me know when you're about to, because they didn't want it in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, if you're already doing that, you got to expect that to already be a part of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Pretty much.
You another one, too?
I'm going to keep it a thousand. You are aware when you giving your man head, he's already letting them boys out the whole time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Like, that don't come with that. Like, you know, y'all want little particular suggestions. And I mean, because like my man said, that was just on there. Like if we was down there with y'all, you know, we can't go. Yo, don't come in, mom. Like, come on now, it's just gonna happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's funny to me though. You know what I'm saying? I think when the dick.
See, they don't mind the sparks, but they don't want the whole explosion. That's what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all bring a few babies, but not a million. they quasi cannibals.
Some people would take that like to the head, like, but I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Well, you shouldn't even be doing it then. Like, you know, you can't.
What? What? Listen, I don't problem giving no head. Like, that's not the issue. It's just I don't want to taste the juices of it. Like,
you
I taste it, but I spit it out. I'm real
poor.
I'm spitting that shit.
That shit
nasty.
You're not tasting all of them at once, but you tasting one head, two head.
I taste it, but if you start sprinkling all on my face, it's a problem. Shit's nasty.
Oh, my God.
And I spit it right out. I ain't swallowing that shit. That shit nasty. It tastes like full milk. Y'all, see, y'all don't know.
You spoiled milk before? On purpose?
Yeah.
What, on purpose?
Listen, look, I went to the store and bought a spoiled milk before and drunk it by accident. Then paid on my. So, I mean, like, that was an accident. But that shit right there, I know it's not an accident. I'm going to spit that shit out.
That wasn't no accident, because don't know black people.
Let's get to your record, cuz.
Yeah, let's get into that. We could go all night with you, shit.
Introduce the record for the people.
I want y'all to get the trap it out. I mean, Trapology. I want y'all to count all the traps. I'm forgetting the name, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, Brains and Wells.
The life, where the world for us. I'm good right now, my man. Nah. Yeah,
come on, man, we on the air.
No drug transactions live on air, man.
Trap, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not just in the house or on the phone.
Come on,
nothing.
Man, come on.
You know, Trapology. You already know that it's your boy Shank, HMO Records, trapfiles.com. Let's go. It already.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm in my trapper bag with my trapping mask. Look in the mirror, I look good with my trapper vest. Wash my face and my nuts, that's a trapper bath. Hop in my trapper gear, trapper swag, trapper hat, all trap everything. Trap cards, all trap everything. I guess I'm a trap here. Check my trap record compared to yours, and you'll see that I trap better. All of our ancestors, they done on this trap shit. We'll never surrender, even if you trap shit. Yes, I'm trap size, I am a trap tip. You put it in my hands and bet I could trap this. I keep a little trap drill, some call them hood rats. I live in a trap world, you, your whole hood rat. Even if you could trap, niggas better bad back. Catch you while you sleeping and still give you a trap nap. Brat, brat. See the trap come on many different forms and levels, including the Lord and the devil. That deep, trapitalism. Hey, even Jesus had a job, so you know he had to trap for a living. The trap is a living. So don't be fooled by these fake ass pastors that be trapping religion. They trying to have your heads all trapped in religion. But in God we trust, that's the trapper's religion. Man, enough about them pastors, let's talk about NASA. These slick motherfuckers trying to trap the planet. They trying to have a way where you can trap on planets. So when destruction comes, you can't be trapped on planets. They need to stop watching all that Captain Planet. Trying to be where the stars at. Starting like Star Trek. Next generation. I'm like the black Captain Picard. How I boss that. Welcome to the Enterprise. Looking out for these fake trappers that's in disguise. This is more than an image. This how we getting by. Getting high every day. Cause every day is live and die. We live and die. Cause basically we live and die. Long as a nigga try, I'll make sure I solidify. My spot is best trapper alive before a nigga die. Fucked up because the snakes wanna slither by. You know what trappers, cause they always look you in your eyes. And if these niggas in the trap that's hating, cause they broke, they need to fill out a trap location. In the trap I'm raised in, niggas trapping raised. It's crazy for a dollar to hit the trap and make sense. Turn that 10 to 100, gotta pay rent. Then flip all that, we call that income trap. Sheesh, I can show you all trapping at its best. This here's the pop quiz of your trap leg test. Any questions?
You're listening to Roy Audio Tunes.
Pay attention.
I'm in a trap the trapper, I attract the trappers. I trap so good that I could trap a trapper. If my life is a book, I'll have trapper chapters. And each page will show y'all how to trap for trappers. On to the next round, on to the next round. Trap mentality, this is trapology. So in order for you to pass in life, you gotta pass the class. This is trapping class, and it's my job to make sure all my trappers pass so you can be certified in that trapping class, huh? Here's your trapper pass, so you don't make the same mistakes I made in my trapping past. I had to slow down, I was trapping fast, shit. I was moving quick, one trapping ass. Either you trap the shit, or you trap his ass. Some niggas trap for chicks, but they'll trap your ass. What you think? I don't know that y'all be trapping ass. That's what the strip club for, that's how you stack your cash. Go ahead, ma, as long as you're trapping, girl. I respect it, just as long as you're trapping still. And fellas, we good as long as you're trapping real, because we running this shit, call it trapping still. Wow, and I can show y'all trapping to me. But we all graduated, get your trapping degree. Class dismissed.
Air it out, radio.
Air it out, radio. It's that chick fire.
I like that. It's entertaining.
Maxfield God. Make sure y'all check out the website, www.air.radio.net.
Shout out to Scoop.
See, now you want, I'm going to smack you. Anywho.
See, when I do it, I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
do it, I'm in trouble. I can't wait.
Look, you try to take over my line, then I give it to you, and then now you don't want to, you know. Anywho, we're going to take out 4160 at our radio. What's going on?
What up, baby? It's Adonis.
What's going on?
Hi, babe.
How you doing?
What up,
bye?
Hey, Mac.
What up? H, big H.
What up, baby?
H.
You sound very awake.
Huh?
You sound very awake.
Oh, yeah, I just got back from an event. I was on a panel.
How did that go?
Yeah, I was up at the Free Library. They had a hip-hop literacy salon, where they were definitely, like, trying to get some discussions and reading on preserving hip-hop in Philly, as well as addressing literacy in young boys, young black boys in the hood, like why they keep dropping out of school early and all that. So
okay.
It was good. It was something positive. Shout out to Larry Lair, Jay Ski. What's her name? Tiana Brown. She was a book writer.
Okay.
Sean, J.I. from, you know, the Hood Kings and Pep Shooter. It was all up there.
Oh, you mean the Hood King, J.I.?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Did y'all film this?
Huh?
Did y'all film it?
Yeah, this film, I think they can put it together. It was run by Sonya McDuffie.
Okay.
So they're going to start doing a Lit Fuse series every month. So I think next month she's going to have a lot of filmmakers and directors out of Philly, a lot of script writers, a lot of actors, and they want to do the same thing as approaching literacy with the young adults in Philly, infusing it with, you know, being role models as far as talent and movies and entertainment. So that's how they're going to try to do it. So it was nice today. It was the first one, and I just was honored to be on the panel and really, you know, express it from a female point of view. And they were interested. They loved it. They loved
it. Okay.
So I came back from that. I'm hyped now.
Right, okay. So have you been listening to our topic and everything?
No, you know what? I've been on the line for a while, but then I was back and forth because, you know, I'm on Facebook letting them know how the night went. So I was back and forth, and then I was DMing and people was chatting with me, so I was in here trying to schedule. I was trying to make money off verses and get things popped.
So the topic tonight is, what's the funniest, craziest, dumbest thing someone said to you while having sex with you?
Oh, wow. Wow. Anytime I see something, mine get out there.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Your minds make it out far distance. I guess I was dating this guy up in Y. We was in a telly. Everything was good. But he wanted me to ride his face.
Wow.
Which wasn't a natural ride. He was like a real ride. Like, I tried to ride it sexy. Like, he said, no. He wanted the horse ride. He even took his scarf off and put it around his head on some saddle shit. So I had the scarf around his head with some real saddle joint, like, in this bit. I couldn't believe.
Wow.
And he wanted it like that. I wasn't
did
getting
you get anything out of it, though? Did you get
no,
anything?
No, I ain't get nothing out of it, but a
yeah,
heel.
Like,
I'm going to just break your jaw. Like, I'm breaking everything.
I was breaking noses and everything.
Breaking noses. I was trying to go win, but he loved, the more I went in, I was really on some saddle shit. The more he loved it. I don't know.
Really?
People are wild out here.
There's some people out there. Everybody ain't.
Wow.
There's some people out here that's on magnificent sexual joints, and I want to run into a couple of them, do something different.
Wow.
I don't mind.
That's crazy.
Sex out here. You know what I mean? Because it's rough when you run into somebody that's talented in sex. It's a blessing you run across. Not everybody.
Yeah.
They on their 1-2 step with it, but you run across somebody that, you know, take it up and.
So have you? What do you say to the guys that that can't perform good? What do you say to them? It was nice meeting you, or you play it off?
Yeah, because I've got it twisted. Like, they think because if they packing big, like, they can't go wrong. But they the main ones that go wrong because if you packing, then it's not about that anymore. It's about their stroke, and most of the time they off the stroke. But I don't try to. I'm not into tearing no dude down. Like I don't even. They take it too.
So you
too
have
hard.
It in for the second. For the second call, and you'll probably be like, "Yeah, you can come over here."
You know what?
You gotta get it right there. Like, you can't let them get the second call.
No, they never gonna get that. No. Big or small, you never. Because if you're too big, you definitely ain't getting the call. Nah,
yeah.
I don't play that either. I'm not with the horse. I'm not with that.
Yeah,
that's
just it all out of proportion. See,
I'm not that type of broad. Like, I'm not really into that like that. But
I recently,
I've been making some second calls. Yeah.
All right.
I just say that I'm good right now.
Right. Okay, so what's going on with the album, mixtape? What's going on with this?
You know what?
Still in work.
I was working on a mixtape, and I do got mixtape stuff that I was going to put out there. But I was just putting freestyles out. Like, my whole focus now is original records and doing some vids. They're saying the video is the new mixtape now. So I'm trying to get into the video game as far as, like, you know, doing vids for the records I got and really getting the visual out there. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm polying now getting these features and better production. Like, I really, like, where I'm at right now, production is a really, really important thing to me and the concepts of records and getting who I want. I just got Jaguar Wright on a record. Females Touch. I got Freeway on a record, and I'm working on Raekwon. I'm Jackie Yo. I'm working on her for this club joint. I'm just like, I'm trying to get people that I really, really would sound good with, that has a reputation, that is a reputation for being authentically talented, more so than popping. Because I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, good music always wins over, you know, and at the end
Definitely.
Of the day, I'm really trying to sell records, so I have to have good music. So right now, it's just like getting these records together, doing vids, and I'm planning on doing a vid next month for this record called Ditto. I was going to do a vid for this record I got called Do What I Wanna, but I kind of changed it over because I wanted something more street but yet fun with a concept that women can be involved in. And the Ditto song is more like a concept song for women, as far as, like, we got all this competition going on out here. You got all these chicks with the fat asses and chicks with the big titties and chicks talking about they getting money and chicks talking about all that. But on the flip side, you know, you got chicks that say, I get that too. Like, I got a fat ass too. I got this too. I got Ditto.
Right.
Like, what are you doing that I ain't got? Like, I'm not playing that game with them. You know what I mean? And this record just makes women feel good. And Ditto, I got it too. You know what I mean? I'm doing what I'm doing too. I'm getting money. I'm working. I'm doing this too. So I just want to get the females involved.
Definitely.
So that's the record that I will be sending out soon. You'll get it, and I will be shooting a video for something fun next month.
And we
That'll
finally
be...
got music of yours in here.
Yeah, I wish I would have sent you ditto.
Yeah, well, this is good enough. I know, you know.
Yeah,
we definitely
got
to sit down and have you do an interview with us because, you know, like, we be, like, pressed for time.
Yeah, to tell a real story of what's going on out here.
Yeah. But you know what? It's all good because when you drop, you know, definitely we're going to sit there and have, like, an hour
with
you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Like, I'm trying to keep it simple. Like, for the last 5 years, I've been having a lot of eggs in my basket and running around with my head cut off and into this and into that. And right now, my artistry deserves more than that. And right now, you know, we used to a lot of people be moving and shaking, and everybody's moving and shaking, but nothing happening. So
right,
it's like,
right.
You know, I want to focus on music. And, you know, what I have popping is, I'm trying to create these songs to get people involved concept, and I'm trying to infuse the Philly emotion, passion with it. I'm trying to get back to the basis of where I started from and those before me, Eve and Bahamadia and all those before me, Beans and all them, to capture some of that into my music now. And a lot of people are so anxious to get nowhere. Because if your music ain't right, you can move all you want. But if your music ain't right and you get there and you don't have what it takes, then, you know, all your energies is for nothing.
Right.
So I'm getting back to the artistry of it, you know, on some plain Jane, kill shows, do good music, being a real artist right now, being a role model right now, going out talking on panels right now, going
right.
out addressing things that's not music, but they can relate to me because I do music, getting in touch with these children, these young teens. Like, I ain't far-fetched from what they going through, and I can still say some things that can enlighten them. Like,
definitely.
I'm starting to feel like it ain't all about me. You know what I mean?
True.
It's just different. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So
but we got some of your music here.
Yeah,
we got to hit these calls up because they're getting crazy. But I don't know which one you want to play.
I don't even care. Play Do What I Wanna, because that's exactly what I'm doing right now. It's no stress. I'm doing what I wanna, and being a woman that I am, I'm an Amazon, and that's who I am. And this is one of them records out here to say do what you want. Yeah, you know I'm saying the game is yours, the world is yours. Everything out here is available. You know what I mean? Just break free from the false and get into yourself, and everything will work out. So this is one of those records.
All right, I'll do what I wanna. Adonis.
Like Pinky and them, I'm so confused. Even though I wanna pull it, but she went real heat. Though that. vibrator, bullet monkey. Now you can get it out. Head chicken charge. Do what I want on Amazon. You can kiss my skirt.
Do what I wanna. What I wanna.
Let's go to Stat Chick Fire.
G-O-D.
Yeah, make sure y'all check out the website, www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Scoop. Lady C. Rome. You know what it is. We're going
to
take...
Shout out to Hadonis.
Hadonis, definitely, definitely doing her thing. We're going to hit these lines up before our guests start rolling in here because I hate to have everybody online. Make sure y'all please be patient with us. Like, I know the lines is crazy, but we're going to try to zip through before our guests come through, and then, you know, y'all really going to be on hold. So I'm going to hit up 4655 Air Out Radio. What's going on?
What's up? What's up, housewife? What's happening?
Housewife in the building. Actually, not
what's
in the building.
Up? I want to
say
out
that
all
so
the
bad.
Ages on the-
I want to say that.
Shout
so
out
bad.
To all H's on the joint tonight. You got every H in Philly.
I'm trying.
That's
I'm
it.
Trying.
That's what's up. That's crazy that that happened
yeah.
like out of nowhere.
Trying to show love. I didn't know how. Yeah, like everybody trying to call up. That's what's up. I appreciate the love and definitely support all y'all too. So.
Well, leave that fire chick. Hey.
Fire Chicken Max Steel. This is my co-host. You never met him before.
Hello.
I haven't. Hello, Mr. Phil Maxfield.
You're so silly.
What'd she say?
Huh?
I said, hello, Mr. Phil.
How you doing?
Well, she called you.
Bless and highly favored. Bless and highly favored.
Okay. What's going on with Housewife, man?
Man, Housewife is Housewife for real. You know, I play the crib and... That's that. I let the music do it, and then I stay in the house. That's what I like to do.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody
I'm pretty,
asking where the mixtape
clean cut. The mixtape,
yeah,
All Flamers. I put the IME dub on All Flamers and, what's it called? Hip-hop, I think it's, what is it? Hip-hop Game and a couple other joints is on. I forget. But I'm not really even focused on it. Anything, you know, I didn't push it. Like,
okay.
I wanted to push it, but, I mean, at the same time, it got us a little buzz. We going to be shooting videos, and I just got music, though. I got tons and tons of music, so I'm not even sweating. You can Facebook me, Google me, MySpace, Twitter, and all that, and you'll find me.
Can you
all
still be on MySpace
Beyonce.
Like that?
No, hate it. I told you that. I talked to you the other day. I hate, like,
why?
Hate it.
Well,
it's
I'm
like,
not the only person
ran.
On MySpace.
I check my MySpace every now and again, like every couple years.
Look, I haven't right. I haven't been on that thing in like 9 months, literally. And before I was dying to get one, and that was my thing. And now I just hate it.
You probably got mad messages. I hate to check this. For real.
Nah, the only person left is Tom.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with his subs up.
Yeah, right. So we're gonna ask you the topic of the day. What's
OMG.
The crazy? I know you've been listening.
She must already know.
Yeah, right.
I have.
The craziest,
you know,
funniest, dumbest thing.
I have no juice. You know, shout out to Housewife first of all, aka Dub. I have been celibate going on a year next month, so I have no recent.
It could be some old joint.
It ain't gotta be recent.
Of
all
time.
Saying,
of all time, my favorite of
yeah,
all
your
my
whole life.
Favorite of all time.
The craziest,
but
funniest, dumbest, or whatever.
The craziest for me, you know, it sounds funny, but the guy said, you know, we in there, we getting it in, and he like, yeah, I'm about to come. And I'm like, cool, you know, like I had already did that, but I was working on like maybe my third. And he was like, you know, I'm about to come. I'm like, all right, bet. And he like, well, I ain't too bad, you know, it's freaky shit talk. But this nigga came out and told me, you know, just pee on it. Now,
oh, God.
Yeah, now, to me, you know, I'm, listen, I ain't trying to be Biggie. I'm not trying to be nothing. The dude was just like, he was really getting it in. I'm on the edge of the bed. He is, like, knocking the socks off. And, like, he's just pissed. And I'm like, really? So, you know, I pissed. Because I wanted to
see
what
happened. Oh, my God. You did it? Oh, my God.
Listen,
you pulled an R. Kelly? You pulled an R. Kelly for real?
Because
wow.
I never knew what it was like. Now, listen.
Now, I'm curious, like, was there anything at the bottom or y'all just pissed on a, you just peed on the floor or whatever?
Oh, no, it was on his bed. Like, he didn't even care. Like, my legs in the air, you know, wrapped around his neck. So, you know, calf on his cheek. And he pounded it. Then he just spread the legs over. It's like, well, you just pee. And, like, I had to pee because, you know, by now you come and you're ready to pee. So
yeah, that's true.
I peed, and it felt great for me because I peed. But he, you know, he just went all the way off.
Oh, God.
His elevator went to the top floor in that one.
Wow.
Housewife, you know.
Housewife, getting it in. Listen, what does a brother think about, like, you know,
shout
you
out
been talking
to
dude?
Sorry. I don't mean to cut you off.
Shout out to
Sandman, Free Sandman. You know, they had my brother on restraint for a second, but, you know, he will be back. Mount Crushmore is on deck. Housewife is on deck directly after that. And, you know, it's Candace ain't forever. But what the Sandman thing, I keep myself.
He get mad. Does he try to bully your boyfriends or friends?
It's Tony Montana and Gina sometimes. Like, you know what I mean?
Not
like,
bad Tony was. That's terrible.
Wow, yeah.
Like,
I'm
really,
glad I
like
an older brother like that.
Do you know him? Do you know him? You don't even know him. I'm like,
what you doing talking to him? Yeah.
Basically, but he's all in my friends. He run through them people like water.
Wow.
I don't bring nobody around no more unless I know they slutting. Like, come on, girl, come meet my brother.
See?
Really? Other than
he's
that, if I got a
everything.
Okay.
Shout out to Sam, man. Hit me up, cuz I got a little sister too.
Hey, no shout out to Sam, man. We all grown.
Right, Sam, you're a grown ass woman. Shit.
Okay.
I know
let
that's
me
right.
But
wow.
I love him, though. That's my man. That's my blood brother. We got the same mother. That's my man. I love him.
You know, she could be 50, and he could be 51 and a half, and he's still going to be like, that's my sister. No, that
yeah.
don't change. That's brotherly love.
Definitely, definitely. So we're gonna expect something soon from you. Hopefully, mixtape, more music, definitely.
More music, yeah. Like I said, I got a House Rules joint out there. That was a while ago, and then I got I'm Aged Up. Like it's funny because my name really carried on a little longer, not a little longer. It carried on long up until now, based off of two mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people been here, and they done put out a slew of them joints.
Yeah.
And I haven't. I'm blessed to say that I haven't. And I guess that says a lot about my lyrical content, my demeanor, you know, how I mesh with the other females, and just music in general. You know what I mean? I get respect and love from each. And, you know, I guess that says a lot for me. So I'm riding that ride, but I got something new coming out. I don't really want to leak it.
January 11, 2011.
Oh, yeah. All right,
I got
so
that.
So expected, and it's gonna be something different, you know. Everybody trying to follow this one little lane or whatever, but you know, Housewife always been on her own 2 feet. I always did what felt good to me. Like, I do music that's good to my heart. The feel-good music, you know, Tribe Called Quest, you know, Busta, Nice and Smooth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in that era of feel-good music. So
yes, great team.
I just want to feel good when I put the next project out. And it's going to turn heads because it's
you got collabos on there? You got any collabs?
This first one, no. Second one, yeah.
Okay.
Second one, yeah. I got, like, a scenario remix popping with all females. It was stupid.
That's what's up. Female movement, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm for. And, you know, shout out to Fire Chick. No disrespect to you, sir, Mr. Man.
No disrespect to you. I'm used to the female unity thing.
We're
just doing
the
movement,
really,
that's all.
Yeah,
you know,
she really
reached
out to me, and
I
appreciate it.
Y'all need to. I'm trying to get dudes to do it, but they got too many egos.
Well,
egos. Well, us women do, too, that, you know.
But y'all come together for paper easier than we do.
No, y'all
no,
come
that's
together.
Not even that's true. That's,
yeah, they come
man,
together.
I wish
a lot
we came together like that.
Y'all come
I
together
mean,
fast.
The
man is broad, like, what the fuck? Like, oh, it's a broad giving out ass with. Like, y'all.
I'm going to air it out. Listen, I'm going to air it out right now. A lot of men are females.
True.
So is
wow.
this already hard for us
true.
To get along?
True.
Imagine
true.
The whole shit y'all be on sometimes. And I just can't defend it.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
I can't see. I don't call them men though. I call them, if I might say, I call them chicks with dicks.
Ew. Like Hermaphrodite?
Huh?
Hermaphrodite.
Oh goodness.
Chicks
right.
with dicks. I mean, they like that though. It's really true. I don't want to hold it up. I know you got guests coming on, but at the end of the day, if a man don't get what he want, he acts really feminine towards
oh,
the female.
Yeah. Definitely, bitch ass. EQ yeah. said. What's up, housewife? So, definitely,
hey,
he on the line.
Hey, EQ, that's my boy right there.
Yeah,
hey,
we'll get to him
man.
In a little bit. But we're going
to
get together.
Shout out to them. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Shout
sorry.
Out to
no, 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 no. Give your shout out, please.
The movie EQ did was, I think that was one of Philly's best movies in a while, Conceal Habitat. Not that State Property wasn't live before, to be independent. It was shot by a man who just really loved his city, his people, and it was a message behind it. So shout out Philly EQ. That's my man. Can still have a tag. Go see it. Go get the DVD or something.
Yeah, definitely going to cop that. So we're going to get into your song. Go ahead and introduce
yourself. Oh, yeah. What you looking at? That's my song.
What you looking at?
What you looking at? Basically, it's Housewife Kansas CINC, what you looking at. Y'all tell me what you think. I don't even want to describe it. Tell me what you think. I appreciate the love, though. Air it out,
coming
love.
Through, babe. Definitely.
I appreciate
can,
it.
Definitely. All right, here we go, Housewife. What you looking at?
Over here, my fresh peas, custom beans, my pretty jewels, my next move.
What you looking at?
Hey,
what you looking at?
Hey,
what you looking at?
You keep eyeing me, hey,
what you looking at?
Don't keep trying me, hey,
what you looking at?
You're not as fly as me, no matter how you try to be. Oh, that's what you looking at.
Oh, that's what they looking
it's
at.
It's housewife right here, your rap bitches beware, and I dare you come there. I got the llama right here, yeah. Severe trauma, I fear nada, and there's not a bitch how to name her. I already claimed her. It's not a game, I'm out of their range. Radar can't find me, GPS can't find me. I'm with a zombie, fresh as a homie. So you can call me death when I step up on your set. You fucking with the best, and I'm next on deck. Been hot since boom boxes with one take dead. That monkey talk will make me go ape shit. Then the ooze will make you ooze out. Shit your last stool out. Cool out, hothead. I smoke it like a pothead. I'm suited and I'm out there. I bust your shit right here. Give it to who out there. Running their mouth, cause I know who's plotting. Cause I'm constantly watching. I see you stand over here. My fresh beans, custom beans. My pretty jewels, my next move.
What you looking at?
Hey,
what you looking at?
Hey,
what you looking at?
You keep eyeing me, hey,
what you looking at?
Don't keep trying me, hey,
what you looking at?
You're not as fly as me, no matter how you try to be. Oh, that's what you looking at.
Oh, that's what they looking at.
How come every time I show up, faces be out of pocket? It's like people eyeballs just clean out their sockets. Topic of discussion even when I ain't buzzing. I guess I'm popular, that's why they always shocking her. Watching her with binoculars, shouting down where they spotted her. Scheming to put a stop to her. Killing is always optional, but I step it up a notch or two. Hit a shoe shop or two. Prance around a block or two. I dare you to bust a fucking move. This not just the way I talk, this the way I am. Check the B-girl stain, see the stainless steel. No prints for real, with the rubber grip. Ain't no way I can slip. I send a shot at your bitch, a couple shots at your man. Then I reload, cock back, do it again. Lyrically, you can't win. I'm stylish, times 10, thorough times 20. Persona is money, you got nothing from there. I see you stand over here. My fresh beans, custom beans. My pretty jewels, my next move.
What you looking at?
Hey,
what you looking at?
Hey,
what you looking at?
You keep eyeing me, hey,
what you looking at?
Don't keep trying me, hey,
what you looking at?
matter how you try to be, oh, that's what you looking at.
Oh, that's what they looking
I
at.
I think I'm about to catch a homie. Cause these bitches wanna try me, like I won't squeeze and blast. 100 shots of that stock gets your body bad. H don't talk, she pops crush through your ass. I ain't the type of bitch that run around with a group of bros. That's what the Ruger for, you can get a face for. Tired of these fake hoes, I'm about my shit. So when I got, put down a mask and gun it for cash. Can't stand no fag or man, it's bitch. That's why I run with real niggas and one little chick that'll stand frontline and dismiss them clips. Cannons in the bloodline from a tattooed fist. I'm the motherfucking best and only contender. These bitches late in the year like the month of December. You can keep popping fly, get yourself free to die. Refrigerated by the morgue, embraced by the Lord.
I see you stand over here. My fresh beers, custom beans.
What you looking at?
My pretty jewels, my next move.
What you looking at?
Hey,
what you looking at?
Hey,
what you looking at?
You keep eyeing me, hey.
What you looking at?
Don't keep trying me, hey.
What you looking at?
You're not as fly as me, no matter how you try to be. Oh, that's what you looking at.
Oh, that's what they looking at.
Hear it all, radio. It's that chick fire.
And it's Max Steel, but God, what you looking at?
Yeah.
You looking at hater?
Yeah, shout out the housewife on that. 10 more beats, Adonis, Fire, man. Yeah, Shank. We're going to go back to my boy, who I apologized to earlier. Hopefully, he'll accept my apology this time again for the fifth time. Still, will you please accept my apology?
I'll accept it.
On top.
I accept it.
Yes.
Because you know what? Like, you know, I can't expect people or somebody or any person to, you know, try to be perfect or anything like that. Everybody's not perfect.
Yeah, like it takes a lot of guts to say I'm sorry. So the fact that I did that shows that, you know, I got a big heart and that, you know, I'm really sincere. I really did apologize. I really do mean that, for real. But I've been really good, though. So this is
Heavy.
Like one screw-up in a while. So bad fire.
Bad fire.
So anyway, we got you joined. I don't want to have you on hold too much longer, and because I know you got a lot of stuff to do. You got anything else you want to say? We're going to give you a little bit more time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to make it quick, though. Don't abuse
like
the situation. Don't abuse the situation.
yeah, but, you know, I just want to let everybody know, hit me up at your favorite rapper at ymail.com, the letter U, the letter R, favorite rapper at ymail.com. Like I just basically like I'm trying to get this thing off the move, especially before the year is over, or by the year is over. I'm trying to get this mixtape and the EP. My cousin says like I should get do an EP or something. She rapped too, but
okay, yeah, definitely.
I was trying. Yeah, so I'll get that you know worked up. But I hear a lot of people rapping. That last one though, was that the girl, right?
Yeah, the housewife. It was two girls, housewife and Adonis. Shout out to them. They from Philly.
Yeah, shout out to them. They doing their thing. Cold cats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Female movement,
yeah.
Man. Taking over.
Yeah.
So,
where are they at, though?
They're about to be right here. Watch. All up in all here. Right. Watch. All right. So, anyway, go ahead and introduce your joint.
Name Hostel. Song called Goons.
Need a wake up call, man.
Because I'm like in the middle of this modern warfare thing. These cats is killing me right
come
now.
On,
I'm listening to y'all right now. Alright, Hostel. Go ahead and listen to that Goons. You know, get hype, get rowdy, whatever you gotta do. It's for the Goons though. It ain't really like, you know what I mean? You know,
yeah,
something light for them. See if they like it. Tamar beat, too. Definitely.
Tamar beat. Shout out to them. Molly.
They get
Molly.
Anybody working with them.
Yeah. That's what's up. All right, Goons. Hostel.
I'm way soon to release my bad bones. With weak fear, they don't need the mask on. And they don't care who these blacks on. All they want to hear is that bad song. I'm way soon to release my bad bones. With weak fear, they don't need the mask on. And they don't care who these blacks on. All they want to hear is that bad song. Any problems that we all got answers.
My niggas love wrong, let's lucky y'all got handles. Come test the water, let's see if you need samples. When you see that muscle flash, don't mean we got cameras. We from the jungle, which means we go bananas. Smoke, we eat all day like we don't believe in the camera. Rude boys, and we don't need no manners. And for my country boy, we don't need no grammar. My niggas push these, they don't need no scammer. And when it's time to squeeze, there's no need for any handgun. My nigga, just pick somebody random. We're standing seated, but we won't leave a ransom. Niggas getting money like the NBA will jam him. Cause when you broke, you feel like you can't stand them. So I'm not trying to box and hand you a fair one. I throw a couple shots and be out before the man come. I'm way cool, gorillas and bad bones. With your big bear, they don't need the mask on. And they don't care if they flash on. All they want to hear is that bad song. With goons, gorillas, and bad ones. With big bears, they don't need a mask on. And they don't care who be black on. All they want to hear is that bad song. Niggas acting like broads. Divas, especially when you see that tall Reaper. I don't know why he acting hard either. Leave his body thinking like ball sneakers. Funeral service, bells, preachers. Man, it ain't worth it, person, Reaper. Car barrels carry when the earth gets deeper. Life's a bitch, but gotta learn to keep her. We get changed, but don't talk about meter. We all got stripes, but don't talk about zebra. I've been doing this before, niggas, my beavers. If you don't believe me, I'll make you a believer. Cause when I start creeping, niggas think about Jeepers. Until I catch them slipping like an episode of Cheaters. Now you ain't so tough, I can tell by his demeanor. Cause you know he's about to die and take that ride to the freezer. I'm way goon, gorillas and baboons. With big bear, they don't need the mask on. And they don't care if they blast on. All they wanna hear is that bad song. I'm way goon, gorillas and baboons. With big bear, they don't need the mask on. Sometimes I work out, but I still work it. All my niggas do the same, and that's for certain. I don't bank what you lame, cause niggas be serving. Those are what you watch out for, cause they be lurking. I'm the wrong one, you wanna run into a person. Just to start trouble, I will walk you on purpose. I'ma act a fool, cause I'm coming with a circus. Please stop the tough act, cause I will be nervous. Why you not blinking? I know you thinking it's curtain. You might not can see the future, but very observant. I know you peep this 40, but not the year old version. So any nigga getting my way, gon' need him a surgeon. Come behind the wheel, ready to kill when I'm swerving. I'm about to die, cause me and Jeff keep flirting. So I'ma get the heads up and tell you what the word is. That nigga high school could be very good serving. I'm way goon, gorillas and bad bones. With me, fair, they don't need the mask on.
Radio, it's that chick. Shout out to E Butters. What's going on?
No, me ain't cutting the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't even see you on the line. Hopefully we get
he
to
listening.
You.
He might be a ghost, but he listening.
Definitely. I know we got a couple of our guests on the line. Please let me hit up a couple calls real quick. I see you. Please be patient. We're not going to be that long. I just want to hit them up real quick because they definitely been waiting. 7187, Air Dot Radio.
Yo, what's up?
Yo.
What's up, what's up? I'm looking to see it's my birthday. You know it is.
What's going on? Random.
Fire. What's up? Air It Out Radio, big up. Yo, Max in the background. Yo, I just bucked the casino for all kinds of money. I just won $1,000 on my birthday, so you know I'm happy as shit.
Congrats, congrats.
You love
I went
it?
In here. Listen, I went in there with $60 and fucking bucked them for a stack.
Wow.
Ain't no wrong with that.
I got Corona and Henny all in me. I like the drunker you is, the more money you win.
Yeah, right?
Yo,
I need to go in there with a gallon of goose then.
Yo, listen, since most people don't be answering them topics, I already got my answer. I was thinking about it since 9 o'clock.
They've been answering. They kind of shy with it, but they've been answering it.
check this out, right? So I got this little light-skinned joint named Snuggles. I forgot where she was from.
Going out.
I don't
know. Everything. What the?
Listen, I
this
do
is
that.
The enemy. I'm just saying.
I like to cut his jib. Let
but
him
go.
Talk.
Ahead.
Let him
go
talk.
Ahead.
So
go
I
ahead.
Got this little, I got this little young light skinned thing named Snuggles from like Omni or somewhere. She went to Fells or whatever. So anybody that know her, check this out. This bitch crazy, right? It's funny.
Okay.
That she cool. She cool. But dig this. So I'm hitting, right? I'm hitting from the front. I'm hitting from the back. I'm punishing this bitch, right? Excuse my language. I'm drunk. But dig this. So I'm punishing the pussy. So I finally get into the missionary position. I'm laying on top of her. Like, damn, baby, I fucking love you. She started talking about, my name is not Snuggles, I'm not Keisha. I'm like, what the fuck? Man, you know I'm religious. I'm religious. So I'm thinking like, yo, is this bitch possessed or some shit? So I get scared, right? I'm like, I'm scared to move. I'm like, I'm full of... Dog,
no, like, you ain't climb out the pussy. Tell the truth.
Dog, listen, man, no, my dick went down instantly, dog. Like, she called me another nigga name or something. I'm like, what the fuck is she talking?
Wow.
Is she sweet? Dog, listen, listen, coming from out, the bitch get a social security check, if you know what I mean.
That is
wow.
Terrible.
Yo.
Man is really off the chain. He aired it out for real. Oh, goodness.
Yo, listen, I love it, though. Yo, she pretty as shit, and I still got love for it. Look, Snuggles, if anybody out there know you listeners, I love you, girl. Go holla.
Oh, Snuggles. Poor baby. He
I'll
did not have
you,
to put your name out
my,
there.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll buy a slice of pizza or something in the Corona or something.
Wow. Poor Snuggles.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that is crazy.
So
happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
On the air, you know, I gotta give that to you again.
Happy
birthday. No, y'all won't hear that.
You know what? My girl, she, you know, she give you mad reviews. She ain't tell me she hollered. I was like, oh, you talk to my friend. Oh, that's what's up, man. So that's what's up, because, you know, the rapper's life, you know, it'd be a whole bunch of girls involved.
Yeah.
You always trying to figure out which
you
one
I'm
talking.
You know what? I'm so used to talking to the girlfriend, so it don't really bother me. So, you know, I always try to make everybody feel comfortable, because at the end of the day, it's all business. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to her.
She told me somehow she found out how old you was, right? So she told me I should get with you. She said, yo, you should try to get her. I can't fucking stand you. Maybe you'll like her.
What's going on?
On my birthday, I'm thinking, I'm like, listen, boo, on my fucking birthday, you telling me to get out and all that?
I
wouldn't
do
that.
Shout out to her.
Shout out A-Bob's towing and all that. If you need your car, fix your shit, break down, call A-Bob. We get your shit towed for you.
Well, was she there when you won the money? Because, you know, she going to be trying to spend.
Oh, yeah, she was right there next to me. Check this out. I gave her $20.
What?
He is a mess, for real. Get him off the line.
Yeah. Listen, she said I owed her $12. So I said, okay, here goes 20.
Wait a minute. Max, hold on a second. I'm going to smack Max. If you don't give me my damn file.
What?
Give me my damn. I'm going to smack him.
I ain't got
the... Look, he's fuzzy working, y'all. I don't want to tell y'all what he's doing. Anyway, and
I'm filing my nails down.
No, you can't file your nails down. Pay attention to what we doing.
I'm listening.
He
got
to get into my file, y'all. Ew. That's nasty.
You don't nail file down.
We're sorry. We had a little dilemma.
It's like I got anthrax or something.
Y'all don't want him filing his nails in my nails. Look. You got the coobies.
Really, though? I got coobies? I had coobies since I was one and a half years old.
The cooties. He got the cooties, y'all. No, I'm just joking. So, what song are we playing for you tonight?
All right, look, we're going to do it like this. Since you said the word nasty, we're going to play Nasty Girl. Red Live featuring Gilly the Kid. And that's a cool friend of mine, so I'm going to give my shout-outs and keep it moving. Big up the Batcave Radio, Batcave Studio, Rug, P-Funk, Knox, GDK, Meek Mills, Black Danilo, Oh, man. Like, all the underground artists in Philly stuttering, trying to do their thing. Hunted Park, North Philly, West Philly, South Philly, Atlanta, fucking Vegas, the whole fucking world. Listen, Adonis, I've been listening to your shit. Get at me. I ain't do a song with a female artist yet. I won't try to fuck you.
He said, I won't try to. Wow. Okay.
I won't try to fuck you. I swear to God, it'd be strictly business. I got a girlfriend.
Look, so we got a lot of female artists, too. Y'all guys got to start coming on the show. I'm trying to bring a lot of girls to the show. So definitely hit them up. Shout out to Adonis, Housewife. You know, definitely hit them up, yo, and support them.
Yeah, she
collab
doing her
them
thing,
much
man.
As y'all can.
Doing her
yeah.
thing. Pick up the Hear It Out Radio Fire.
Max still the God. We gonna
Max,
hit
big up to Max. And yo, man, I love everybody. Big up to listen. Now this is going to sound weird. This is my last shout out. Now everybody, some people might be offended by this, but this is my last shout out. But it's the most important one. Big up to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God, and all that. So big up to God for allowing me to see another year. That's it. I love y'all.
I know that's right. Enjoy your birthday, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty girl.
Nasty girl.
I got a nasty girl.
Shout out to Ren. Laugh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody had me laughing.
That was a little short one, but, you know, he definitely going to get us up next week, and we're going to play a fuller version of that. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, www.airdotradio.net. Shout out to Scoop. Max still the God.
You see, I was looking like I ain't saying nothing.
Max still the God. I'm a little toasty over here, but anyway, shout out to Molly. Molly said what's up. You know, he hit me up on a text.
What up, Molly? We having a good night, bro. How are you?
Yeah, shout out to everybody that's on the lines right now.
Didn't E-Burners is on the text? Why he ain't on the line?
E-Burners is next.
Okay.
11:56, Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
What's good, y'all?
Burner.
I was tripping.
You right on point, cousin.
Fire.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely
Yo.
Had me rolling. You're a mess. You're a mess.
Oh,
like,
man, look,
Brennan,
hey,
I
look,
do not
man.
See him.
Look, man, I hear everything, man. I see everything. I'm like, damn, she did that for that? Oh, yeah? Really?
That. So, what's going on with you?
Same old shit, man. You know me, man.
I gotta check in with you every week because, you know, things be changing and stuff. So.
I'm actually on cruise control now, man. I'm chilling,
really?
Man.
Really?
I dropped 25 joints Wednesday.
Damn.
Last Wednesday.
You're like a machine. What a guy is doing.
I told you I got 70 joints.
And you live for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got, and see, it's crazy because it's like, I think I'm addicted. It's like crack.
Yeah.
Like every time I hear a new beat or something, I go get it and do something to it, or I make something and like it's that easy, so.
You gotta figure if you got equipment. Like if you doing like 2 or 3 joints a day for a week, that's 21 joints in a week.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I do like 5 joints a day, so.
Mhm.
Yeah,
wow.
it gets bad.
That's crazy.
And I had a busy week. I couldn't record this week, so today I was scratching kind of like. Weekend, I couldn't record nothing from Saturday to like today. I was man, I couldn't take it.
I thought you were sending me some new stuff. What happened?
I know, man. I didn't get home till like 1 in the morning last night. I was going to say, I hit you on the IM early and was saying, can I send something earlier, but you ain't hit me back. So
you know I was like half sick. So
I know.
Like,
that's why I wasn't bothering you.
Yeah, no, you could have still sent it, though. I would have got it, you know.
I ain't know, and then you'd be like, I ain't get that.
We got something crazy in the tuck, too. I can't tell you what company it's for, but me and E-Burners, we got something crazy in the tuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm on that already. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Matt still got something up his sleeve.
Keep something up in your sleeve, Nickel.
Yeah, yeah. But y'all two together, that's going to be a crazy.
You have no idea.
They better watch out.
Problem.
Yes, sir.
So,
I'm ready.
We're going to ask you the topic of the day. What's the craziest, funniest, dumbest thing someone ever said? What happened?
I don't know. I ain't had too many crazy ones.
Really?
Most of the people I slept with had sense, so they said regular stuff. Like it wasn't nothing outrageous. I don't think I could deal with crazy people. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard some. Nah, I can't even say it's crazy. It's just normal.
Right. Yeah. Normal stuff.
It
don't
have to be crazy. It can be funny.
It can be something funny. Yeah.
They
like,
just. I mean, it ain't even been funny. Like. I be cracking jokes sometimes, like, but that's if I'm drunk or something, so I can't remember.
Crazy shit ever happened to me. I remember that like yesterday.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we going to get back to you on that because you got out of the damn question. So I know y'all want to hear what Max Stowe got to say. We're going to get into what he got, his opinion about that is. But anyway, what we playing tonight, E-Runner?
You got I See You?
I See You. I'm sure we got you. I'm sure we probably do.
Y'all like 50 E-Burner songs.
Go ahead and introduce your song. I mean, not introduce your song. Tell you like your
website. Damn, y'all rolling through tonight, huh? Damn.
No. I'm trying to look. See, you messing up the program. I'm trying to find a song, nigga. Play it off.
Oh,
play it off, nigga.
Oh, all right, I was about to spit something. See,
play it off,
see
nigga.
I was giving you time. I was about to spit.
Look, you know you got like 60 songs in here. So I'm like,
I was about to spit something, and you. I mean, that would have saved you some time.
Okay,
that'd
save
you a minute.
Go ahead and keep talking while you know.
Go ahead. Give me the drop.
Oh, okay. Hold on. See, now you detouring me. You detouring me.
You know you
got to
play dumb sometimes, Z.
Yeah, man.
Man, I know, right?
Killing me. Look what I done started, right?
Air It Out Radio.
Yo, blood, sweat, and tears, I pulled out beers. A wild nigga till I got schooled by my peers. I'm him, the Bacardi, and OJ sipper. Strip club, Friday night, the big booty tipper. Never change, the hood won't leave my skin. I'm good, they not, you better worry about them. My dog ride reckless, get out the way. Took your watch and your necklace, my niggas don't play. We hungry, all cats like all you can eat. It don't take but a glance to tell if you sweet. We try to play humble till the cat start shining. Then do the diddy dance on his ass, stop crying. Burners got shit on smash, get the paper, I'm nice, and I could care less about the haters. I'm real, I'm cocky, you think not, watch me, in 10 seconds flat, I'ma blow, try to clock me, huh?
There
Let's
go.
Get it.
Mm. Burner.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I got it. See, look,
say
teamwork.
See, I told you I gave you a minute.
Yeah. So you did you give him your website, your new website that you got?
Oh, www.eburners.webs.com. YouTube is Burners12. Check me out on Twitter under eBurners. You could download my new mixtape on ReverbNation/Burners.th and get 25 joints for free. Like, and there'll be another 25 next the following Wednesday, then another 20 the following Wednesday after that. So get it, and then the album should be dropping. And with the album, you get another mixtape, like an all-girl mixtape for all the chicks. So you
okay,
get that.
Okay.
You get a free mixtape with the album. So, so it's going to be like a you're going to get about damn near 100 songs in 2 months. So you be all right. Just rock with it.
There you go. I found I See You. That's what we getting into.
All right, yeah, that's one of my that's my R&B artist that I got, and I'm on his single. So yeah, check that out. Let me know what y'all think about that, man. Crazy.
You got my attention, girl. See what you got, cuz. I might miss you.
Turn around so I can
take your picture.
I see you
got my attention, girl. See what you got, cuz.
Gotta get you.
I might
turn around so I can
take your picture.
Hey, you with the lucky dress on.
I call it lucky cause your body got it on. And I wanna trade places with it. No disrespect, but I wanna be the one you're wearing. Is it cool if you don't mind? I wanna get a chance to know you tonight. So tell me what you're thinking, what you're trying to find you. I wanna be the one that you're thinking. At the end of the night,
mind you got my attention. Mommy, just listen. I'm feeling kinda awkward. What's your favorite position? You got me wishing we was all alone. The windows fogged up, no cell phone. Just me and you, maybe a camcorder. Everybody dripping wet, I feel like Ray J. But you're my little secret, I can't escape. Turn around one more time, this must be fake.
You got my attention, girl. See what you got, cuz.
Gotta get you.
I might miss you.
Turn around so I can
take your picture.
I see you.
You got my attention, girl. See what you got, cuz.
Gotta get you.
I might miss you.
Turn around so I can
take your picture. Hey, you. They're playing my song. Bring your body here so we can get it on. Let me get your body nice and hot. So when you're ready, we can go to another spot. Is it cool if you don't mind? I wanna let you know I'm feeling you tonight. I know what you're thinking, what you're drinking. I'm gonna be the one that you're thinking.
I gotta get with ya. Let me take your picture. It might last longer. Flat, slicker, slicker. The goose got me leaning. I must be dreaming. To see something this fine, you got me fiending. To lay you down slow, take off your clothes. Arch your back, mind. That's what I call the pose. By the end of the night, we'll be more than friends. Maybe breakfast in bed. My love never ends.
Oh. You got my attention, girl. See what you got, cuz.
Gotta get you.
Alright, I might listen.
Turn around so I can take your picture.
I see you. You got my attention, girl. See what you got, cuz.
Gotta get you. Alright, I might listen. Turn around so I can take your picture. Head out radio. It's that Chick Fire. Max Delgar. Yeah, we here. We cutting that out. We having fun with the callers, having fun with the guests, which is one and the same. And I think we got. What are we doing? What are we moving to?
We gonna move into one of our guests right now. You know what I mean?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, Max is getting a little frustrated over here. Oh, you know what? He's actually chatting. He's chatting to one of our people on our chat line.
Yeah.
Who was
if y'all want to get with us, go on Blog Talk Radio. If you ain't signed up, sign up and just look for Air It Out Radio on at 10. There we are.
Go to our link on our page. Me or Max's page is on there. Just click on there or whatever. So we're going to go to one of our callers right now and see what's popping on with him. You know what I mean? I know he's been on the line for a minute and he probably want to strangle us and whatnot. So we're going to get in there and see what he's talking about. You know who we're getting into?
Ooh, no. Tell me. Give me
a secret. I got a secret.
like.
At our radio, 1437. Who you be? Who you be?
Yo, what's up with you, man? It's $1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million is on the phone?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here broke. I'm sorry, I've been waiting all week to use that joke. Okay.
What's going on, Buck?
I'm chill.
Nah, we appreciate you being on hold and everything. So, what's going on with you?
Me and I'm out here, I'm working, I'm chilling, man. Can I give my shout-outs real quick?
Definitely.
I was listening when Honest Fire called up and gave me my shout-out before I even got on. That was love. So I'm going to give a shout-out to her, whatever.
Okay.
If you let me come through her performing in Mill Creek, I want to give a shout-out. I'm performing there on the 11th, no, on the 7th of November, matter of fact.
Yeah, I noticed. You be doing your thing, too. I like your YouTube clips and stuff, too.
I'm still low-key. I'm trying.
It's okay. So, what's going on with the mill?
What's up with what?
What's going on with the mill? $1 million. What's going on with you?
I just dropped a mixtape, my last mixtape called Death. I dropped that joint like last month or whatever. Young Bob posted that joint for me.
Who did it?
Young Bob, Headshot.
Okay.
Man, I'm just promoting that and doing shows and videos for that joint.
Where can they find that at?
The joint, you can get that joint on datpiff.com/$1 million. Or Buck from the Fifth, either one.
Okay.
Buck's called in last week, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was the last caller
called all late and shit.
We played one of your songs earlier.
Yeah, I was in and out. My phone kept dying on me, so I probably missed it.
Yeah, I figured
that. Which joint y'all played?
I think I got that. Got him.
Oh,
something like
I
that.
Got him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that was nice. I liked it. So, mixtape already dropped. What's the next move for you?
I don't know. I'm thinking about dropping another one like the second week of November, the Best of Buck Part 2, because that joint already done. But I was just trying to be in my promoting bag for this joint. Really, I don't want to lose attention off it. Just jump to the next project all fast and shit. But I definitely got a lot of shit coming up. I'm working on the all-girl mixtape. I'm going to drop that on Valentine's Day.
Really? Okay. Well, you know, we had Adonis and Fire and Housewife on.
Yeah, I was listening to their songs. The song's crazy.
Definitely support them. So, yeah, that's a good look. I think a lot of guys are starting to realize that, you know, women are relevant to hip hop and whatnot.
They didn't already know.
Some people don't think that. Like, you know, that was our first show, y'all, for those that don't know.
Like Lauryn Hill, Queen Latifah, I gotta keep running my list now. You know, I do this all night. I make this all woman show for the rest of the hour.
And it definitely can turn into that too. So
gotta have the music for the ladies when you ain't going nowhere.
Jean Grey? Yeah. Y'all keep going? Bahamadia?
Right, yeah. But, so.
I ain't naming no whack ones.
Nah, that's true. But what's going on exactly with you as far as, I know you said there's no competition, right? So explain why you feel like there's no competition.
Because there's no competition. Like, I listen to a lot of music. I like a lot of people, but there's a lot of people that's one subject rappers. Like, they only rap about one thing. It's like, I got 4 mixtapes, and none of them sound the same as the last. All of them better than the last. And I take it different places. Like, my last mixtape was called Death. That's self-explanatory speaking about what's going on in the street. I'm changing it all the way up, and I'm about to drop a whole girl mixtape. Ain't going to have nothing to do with Death. So I just feel as though, like, it's no competition because there's nothing I can do.
Right. And what was the meaning behind Death? Like, we'll explain that to everybody.
Like, the reason I made my mixtape Death, one, because I'm killing with competition, and two, it was because there's a lot of stuff going on in the city right now as far as in my neighborhood, South Philly, Fish Street, a lot of killing going on. There was a couple of songs on there that was, like, trying to make them eye-openers for the streets to get them to chill out a little bit, but you know.
Hello?
Did he get dropped? Is he there?
Yeah, we dropped him. Bucky there?
Hope he didn't drop him on his head.
All right, we're going to come back to him. Hopefully he'll come back on. As soon as he come back on, we'll get back to him. We're going to take this 7746 Air It Out Radio.
Yo, what's happening for you? You cool, yeah?
What's going on?
What's happening, man? Big up to you two for having us on, yeah. Big up Matt Steele as well, man.
That sound like... Who's is that, Romeo?
It's not UK.
UK, man.
I thought so. Yeah.
What's going on, y'all?
UK. Hard. And Stokes is here as well, man.
Yeah, we ain't heard from y'all in a while.
How y'all doing? Y'all holding it down over there?
Yeah, man. I had a little bit of shit with the police the other day, like...
Y'all might as well come to live in Philly. It's going to be the same environment. Every time we talk to UK, they fighting with the cops.
Yeah, basically, it's because I did that route track, innit? The police around there don't like me, man. So they've been giving me loads of shit, man. They had me on some bullshit charge, man. But they kept me in for 3 days and I broke case at court. So all's good, man.
Wow.
I'm in court on Friday as well. Still.
Hello?
Yeah,
you're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm in court on Friday as well for threatening the police on Sunday.
Come on, man. Y'all can't be doing that. Y'all already know what's going on.
Yeah. Coming out with any,
I understand it.
Oh, you two tell Rolio, man, he needs to hold it down with the police. Keep it for the music and release the anger through the lyrics.
Exactly. There you go.
You know what I mean?
There you go. So we definitely appreciate y'all coming through.
He fights the police more than me.
Yeah, right? So what's been going on with y'all? Y'all got some albums dropping or what? Like, we ain't talk to y'all in a minute.
We've got the album about to happen, man. The Triple R Toxic Mixtape. Yeah, we're about to drop a mixtape. I'm working me, Stokesy. I'm working on some solo stuff as well as the stuff with Triple R. But, yeah, man, it's going to be out soon still. People want to check out the website. I can tell them.
Yeah, that's www.triple-r-music.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Fire, I sent you our new track, man. SOS, Soldiers Over Snitches. I don't.
I like that.
Soldiers Over Snitches.
I emailed it to you on Facebook, and I sent it to your email as well.
Okay. I know,
so
we got one song in here already from you, so.
Yeah, man, but this one's 10 times better.
This one's better, man. This is a big tune, this is.
Soldiers Over Snitches, SOS, Triple R, Stokesy, Chrissy D, Rolio, big. It's a big track.
Okay.
No, Stokes is killing that chorus off.
Yeah. What we're going to do, though, if you don't mind, is we're going to drop a couple of freestyles for you.
Okay.
They want to hit the topic first?
Yeah, you want to hit the topic before you go ahead?
What's the craziest, wildest, or dumbest thing someone said to you while having sex?
He was listening, okay.
Well, you know what I got told? Like, someone said to me once, yo, Rolio, is that a party sausage?
Okay. What about you?
With me? Oh, shit. This is a question for me. There's a few stories still.
Uh-oh. We only want one. Just one.
All right. What's the craziest, dumbest thing that someone... Had a girl say to me, didn't you come back to this house last week with my sister? And I was like, no. And it worked out. They were both twins as well, innit?
Oh,
I thought I was hitting the
game. Oh,
man.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, madness.
Alright, y'all gonna go ahead and freestyle for us real quick?
I'm gonna hit mine first and then Stokes is gonna come in after me.
Okay.
Alright, ready, yeah?
Go ahead. Air It Out Radio.
See me, fam? I'm quick off the mark. High on adrenaline and I'm ready to embark. You're a small fish in the ocean and I'm the shark. Full of anger and hatred, in need of a spark. No, I'm not a fed, but I was told you was a narc. When you want me at night, you probably find me in the park. Because I like to sit, relax, and smoke a spliff in the dark. Keep running your mouth with them stupid remarks. Tell your bitch to shut up, because I can hear a bark. I am a soldier, but I don't fight wars in Iraq. Call me the big dinosaur like Jurassic Park, or the man made of iron, Tony Stark. Every time you shoot, man, you miss the mark. We be stomping all over crews, leaving watermarks. Even the haters love us, tell us we're going far. We're big in the game like Max Steel's bars.
But Max,
really
like that one. Win.
Yeah, that's right.
Totally.
Of course I like that. Philly,
you
say what up.
If I don't worry, I'll mention you, yeah? Stokesy up now, yeah?
Yeah.
Air it out radio.
Some people say Triple R's underrated. Haters up my ass like my shit's constipated. Some say I'm hot like fire when she's naked. The bars that I'm spitting, man, are well formulated. The tracks we got banging leave people fascinated. Still ain't got a deal, you can say I'm frustrated. Went to the pen, got my lyrics medicated. A clever little cunt that's fully educated. Looking back now, I know I've elevated. Been through the wars, but I kept it tolerated. This is for Moat, was well celebrated. Leaving police feeling well aggravated. Surviving the hood now is too complicated. Don't get it twisted, I'm not intimidated. Real recognized, real isn't replicated. Just leaving other rappers feeling relegated.
Okay. Wow, y'all putting in work, I say.
Yeah, man, well, I heard that.
Yeah.
110%.
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
110% all the way.
111.
Yeah, 111.
I know, yeah, that's
can
right.
Can I just ask a question to Max as well?
Go ahead.
How's that Wu-Tang stuff coming on, man?
You talking to me?
Yeah, you're the
only one who's right. Everything's coming beautiful, man. We riding it out.
Yeah, man. Good luck to you, yeah.
Thank
you,
man. Good luck,
man.
Yes, man. Good luck from Triple R, man. Big luck on that one, still.
And
thank you, much appreciated.
Your tracks as well, yeah. Fire, you are sick.
You're making Robin Hill look weak, man.
Yo, Fire goes on too dark.
He's dark like the teacher.
Oh.
You know?
When I come out of the UK, we gotta have a ball, man. We gotta have a big party when I come out there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going out there, man.
Well, make sure you holler at us, man. I'll tour any part of the UK to come see you, man, face to face. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Just make sure y'all avoid the law.
You
already know.
If Rolio starts acting up, yeah, I'm gonna have to, like, smack him and put him in place. Man.
Oh, shit.
Because
yeah.
It's cool. I used to be a fucker for fighting with police, yeah, but you see what I've learned now? Time in the
look,
jail.
And then y'all got the nerve to have y'all song in here called Criminal. Ain't that some shit?
But like I said, man, I learned one thing in jail, yeah. It's better to do it in a lyrical form than a physical form. You can't go to prison on a freedom of speech, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, you can beat the shit out of cops on a record all day.
That's
oh,
true.
Well, yeah.
No,
too much on my record, man. If I get done for that again, it's IPP for me, which means I ain't getting out for at least double figures, and I ain't doing that shit, man. I got music to do, man.
I know that's right. All right, well, go ahead and introduce the song that we got for you.
It's called SOS, Soldiers Over Snitches. It's featuring Chrissy D, myself.
Oh,
so
whoa, whoa, we ain't got that one. We ain't downloaded.
We
just got the Criminal. No, but that was, you must have mailed that off. When did we just check the mail? We just checked it like 10 something or 11, and it wasn't in there. You just mailed it?
Do me a favor then, yeah? If
yeah.
you can, have a look in your email, because I have sent it to you. I sent it you today.
And it's a banger.
About an hour and a half ago, I sent it to you.
Okay, yeah, we was on
banger.
I know you don't want to wait, but, I mean, you could try to hold on if you want.
I'll tell you what, yeah, if you could take the time out to look for it while you're talking to the other callers and so, yeah, we will stay, well, we're going to stay awake and watch the show anyway and hear the show. We always do. We don't mind. It's only one night a week, so we don't mind, you know what I mean? But if you can do that for us, man, it'd be really appreciated.
Okay. I'll definitely try to do that.
But if not, okay. Definitely drop our Criminals one.
Yeah, I'll definitely drop it next week.
Pilar is coming all the way.
Soldiers over snitches, go on in
for
my kid,
you know that my business.
That's what's on the track, and you need to get that track out of your email box.
Alright, I got you, definitely. Make sure y'all check out the website and all that good stuff, and send me whatever y'all need to send me with that email address and everything. So,
no,
alright, we're going to hit up the next caller. Thank y'all for hitting us.
Good luck with your competition, man.
Competition? Where?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
much love.
All right, we're gonna hit up the call. Listen, let's go back to Emil real quick. I know we got the Watchmen on the line. Let me get them out the way. I know I told y'all I would come right to y'all, but let me get him I know he,
oh, he
had,
got back.
He was having some problems with his phone or whatever, but let's get him and see what's going on with him. Amel?
Yo, what's up? My fault, man. My fucking phone died.
Okay. Yeah, we apologize for, you know, whatever is going on with you, all our callers and everything, but, you know, what happened?
Georgia. Georgia. Meet you.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it kind of messed up our flow of things, but
I know, I'm like, damn, I'm in the way. I ain't think I'm gonna get back
on. I know, but I don't wanna. I know we all out of sync and everything, but I don't wanna rush you. But we're gonna have to get into at least a song. Maybe we can get into something else with you next week. But we got like a couple calls online and our guests, so I don't wanna. You know what I mean? I'm so bad.
It's all good. I'm here. I'm still here.
I'm sorry about that. But what song you want to get into? First, give your shout outs and everything and your website info.
I want to shout out my team putting work in South Philly. One of our websites is Twitter /AMillionBuck. No BUCK. It's Buck to spell BUK. Facebook /AMillionBuck. And YouTube page is Buck from the Fifth. That's all, man. Well, I want to give a shout out to my number one supporter, Shakira. She knows she on deck. She listening.
Aw. Shout out to Shakira. It's a shame we keep having these problems with you. We keep cutting you short. But anyway, we're going to get. Look, we play one song. That's
from that long.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get it together next week if you call. Like, we're going to get it on point. So go ahead and introduce whichever song you want me to play up in here. I got.
I need you to play Hitler's song.
Which one is it?
You got Hitless. That was the first one I sent.
Yeah, I got Hitless. All right, go ahead and introduce that.
This is my new single called Hitless. Shooting a video in a couple of weeks. Check it out. Let me know what y'all think. Hit me up on the Twitter and on the Facebook. Hear it out.
Killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit. Killing all these rappers, you would swear I had
hey,
a dog, hit.
Hey,
y'all,
you a fool for this one,
rappers,
man.
You would swear I had
you
a
already
hit.
Know what I'm about to
swear
do to it,
you ain't? Swear I had a
now,
hit.
Let's go.
Vision season.
Yo, I know we about to do this one, man.
Yeah, I mean,
put him work.
Yeah,
you know I mean, but from the fifth. Let's go.
Yeah, so
I'm killing all these rappers. You would swear I had a hit.
Again.
Killing all these rappers. You would swear I had a hit.
I told you I didn't.
Killing all these rappers. You would swear I had a hit.
Yeah, you
would swear I had a hit.
Yeah, you
would swear I had a hit.
Because I'm killing
all these rappers.
You would swear I had a hit. Where I had a hit list, knock with the flat, this is extendable, big clips wrapped in a whole lot of tissue, that's some big news, yeah, man, I got some purple trouble for them rappers, yeah, and I got some brand new muscles for them rappers, brand new suits and some shovels for them rappers, Grim Reaper, hot as the devil for them rappers, no, I'm not feeling them, so I'm still killing them, leaving rappers stranded on an island, kill again, them rappers really frauds, who they really is, and they nuts on the inside, Eminem. White, chillin' with his women friends. Jump, pump, this adrenaline. Yeah, got bodies like a thing. Killing all these rappers, you gon' swear I had a hit.
I
said I'm killing all these rappers, you gon'
swear I had a hit.
You know I'm
killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit.
I said I'm
killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit.
I said
I'm killing all these rappers,
you
would swear I had a hit.
I said I'm
killing
all these rappers, I've been
killing
all these rappers, you ain't
killing
all these rappers.
You gon'
swear I had a
hit.
Them. Yep, this what I done. I'm telling them how it is, don't care about how it was. I'm fucking, I'm on, chilling with George John. Ain't no disrespect to Puff, but you still rockin' Sean John. You strong, punch you trippin', go tie your shoes up. Get your shirt, get your top, get your suits up. About to be a funeral, put your troops up. And make sure they looking nice, get your crew cut. You're flowing up the pond, yes, I do know. I'm time for the top set, old flow, new flow. Got big weight. These rappers dropping 5x2 of those. When it come to ratchets, I got 5x2 of those. Big shooting straight through your clothes. Yeah, hit me and I'll miss you. Killing all these rappers, you gon' swear I had a hit. I said
I'm killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit.
You know I'm
killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit.
Told you that I be
killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit.
Did
you
want
where I had a hit?
Did you
want
where I had a hit? I said I'm killing, I'm killing, I'm killing, killing, I'm killing, I'm killing, killing, I'm killing, I'm killing, I'm killing all these
rappers.
I'm killing all these rappers.
Red Eye Radio. It's that chick fire.
It's Max still the guy on the other line.
Max is sweet. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, www.air.radio.net. Shout out to Scoop. Lady C. Rome. Max still. Yeah. Get it. Facebook, Twitter, us, Air Dot Radio.
What's up with the hottie of the week? I ain't seen it change in a minute.
Oh, yeah, we took that down. It's too much time. You know what? I really wanted to keep it, but, you know, it's just too much headache trying to chase people to be on there. I ain't got time to be chasing no chick. Like, for real. I got stuff to do. Anyway.
You mean it's a shortage of big booty hoes?
I mean, look. It's either you want to do it or you don't. Like, I don't have time to be, you know. Like, I don't kiss ass.
Can't chase them down to do it.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to get into our next guest.
I'm watching him, too.
The Watchman.
I see you. Watch.
Woohoo! Sorry, we kept y'all on hold. We apologize for that. Our lines get crazy and all over the place. What's going on, The Watchman?
Hey, what's up?
Yep.
Hey.
T.I.A.
Yo. They're telling they're in a cipher.
Yeah, right.
Like they sitting there with the cell phone levitating, and they all using their brain power to telecommunicate through us over the airwaves.
They like, it's about damn time, damn up, kick fire. So what's going on with y'all?
I mean, right now, pretty much we have Double L Peterson stores, and we're waiting on that. The next album to hit stores, which is the Power album, which is previously unreleased music from 2006 from The Watchmen. It'll be out November 16th in stores.
Is the Double LP already out?
Yeah, the Double LP came out October 12th. It's in stores everywhere.
Y'all get busy.
Wow.
Yes, that slave work, but we doing it.
So how many is in a group? First, let's break that down. How many is in a group?
Go ahead, Eclipse.
Okay. Oh, there's five of us in the group now.
Okay.
There's myself. I'm Eclipse. I don't know. Everybody introduce yourself.
Yeah. It's George Seven Son right here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What's going on? This is Prox. What's up?
Yo, what up? It's Pro Bully.
And then our fearless leader over there, Black Matt.
Hey, Black, what up? Why you in the corner, G?
Nah, I'm just chilling. I had a real busy day today. You know, every day we grind and we constantly working. And, you know, we dropped two albums in less than a month. And we also have a third installment coming out March 2011, so we'll probably be like pretty much the first rap group in history to drop three albums in a less than 6 month period.
Y'all trying to dig over
the Don't let Brunner hear that, man. He'll be like, Shout out to Brunner. So, what's next for y'all? Like, I know y'all got the mixtapes and everything. Y'all got any performances?
Yeah, we're actually leaving on tour in Japan in February. Will be in Australia, Japan, and in Europe.
Wow. So y'all going to be heavy overseas more so.
Getting that real money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
More so. Yeah,
can you tell everybody what's the benefit of going overseas versus staying here in the U.S.?
Big benefit. What it is that hip-hop in the U.S., is really, you know, first off, before I say that, did you guys see, like, the MTV Top 10 hip-hop artists of the year?
Yeah. Well, I did. Did you see that?
I don't look at the gibberish anymore.
He don't watch TV.
Yeah.
There you go.
But go ahead.
Stuff like that is the reason why it's better to tour overseas. If that survey was taken overseas, there's no way in hell that those top 10 would even be in the top 100 of the you know, top hip-hop artists of this year. So overseas have a broader respect for hip-hop, real hip-hop. So over there we're treated like gods in the game versus here in the U.S. We're looked upon not as big, so.
Okay.
It's one of those things.
You got people like Waka Flocka saying lyricists don't mean nothing.
Yeah, he's number 8 in the top 10 greatest hip-hop artists of this year.
Wow.
ain't that some dumb shit, huh?
You know who I think is on the industry info? Yep, remember on Last Dragon when he found out who the master was? The damn
the young boy?
No, it was the machine printing out the fortune cookie.
Oh yeah,
that's who the industry. It's a computer that says GC the hottest this year. Computer just tells you, and people run with it. Gotta be.
I'm dumb boy.
So okay. So there's certain things that we can't talk about. We're not going to touch that subject. But is there anything that you can tell us about specifically? What the heck was that? I thought that was like shun music, like shut up. You can't talk about
it. They got any sound effects like,
yeah, right? She's going there.
Somebody's
out there. Somebody's out.
Shut up.
That's my fault. I'm out in the street right now.
Okay.
This is what it is. We can talk about the situation.
Right.
You know, it's something that we talked about before. It was in the Wu International interview where we discussed the whole situation with us and Wu-Tang Management. There's no beef with us and Wu-Tang Management. There's no beef with us and Wu-Tang because there's some people going around saying we're beefing with Wu-Tang and Wu-Tang is beefing with us. From something that transpired at the Rock the Bells tour, but there really is no beef between us or Wu-Tang Clan. So as of right now, we just both of us are growing in different directions as far as creatively, and we decided that we wanted to walk a certain route and they wanted to walk another route. So, you know, out of respect for our art and our music, we chose to keep walking that same path, rather than compromise it.
All right. Okay. So how long have y'all been together as the Watchmen?
Since 2006, off and on.
Okay.
Because we all are solo artists, and we each drop individual solo projects, respectively.
Now, I know you said there was a sixth person, so is that person, where are they? Are they coming back, or are they just chilling? Or
yeah. Well,
or no comment? You always say no comment to any question.
I'm going to comment on everything. It's aired out radio. I'm going to air it out. So, he just woke up one day and decided that hip-hop wasn't worth struggling for. It wasn't worth fighting for anymore. And he decided that, it wasn't his primary interest anymore. So, once you stop loving hip-hop, and stop loving, the efforts it takes to create a movement, then that's it.
Right.
It's dead to you. There's no reason to carry it on anymore. And that's what he chose.
Okay. So it's not no bad blood. It's just, he just decided to walk away from it.
We don't have any bad blood with him. We're disappointed that, he would walk away from something as big as the Watchmen at the point that it was at, and we feel like we put a lot of effort in supporting each other. This is a family, and anytime you have a family member, it's like having a family member that's on drugs. You wake up one day, you find that they're on drugs. You don't love them any less. It's just that you can't have them in your circle.
Are you going to have another member come in?
No, we discussed that. And
like making a band type of thing.
Everybody keeps saying that.
Look, see that? I'm giving y'all a head for a reality show. Making the Watchmen. No?
Unless Max still want to come on to the team.
Look, Max, so you get another job. Look.
Wow. Don't I have enough jobs? I can always take another job, though.
Definitely. So I know Eclipse, you do some singing in the background and all that stuff. So
yeah, I try to do a little bit of everything. I do sing on some of the hooks, and actually there's a real nice joint on there on Not Living with Pro and myself because he also sings. We cover all the bases. Oh yeah, we got a little bit of everything in the group. Definitely.
Now, are you going to break off and do, like, some solo stuff, or? Singing?
Well, as far as myself, when I'm working on my solo, I think it's going to be a little mixture of both, kind of I mean, a lot of people that know me, you know, they kind of say, you know, do the Lauryn Hill thing. It'll be a little different from that, but kind of on along those lines, a little mixture.
Okay. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, who's the, I know y'all have different variety of, you know, personalities. So who is a jokester out of all y'all?
Who?
Probably
Seven
who's a
Seven
Who?
Seven
Who's
five.
The one playing all the pipes and stuff? Like, that's what I want to know.
100% Seven Sign.
Nah, I don't play no pranks. We gangsta over here.
You said we gangsta over here. Who's the most focused out of the group? Who's the most focused? Like, they don't want to play. They straight up serious in it.
They're so busy focusing right now, they don't want to say it. So
right? Yeah, right. I know that's right.
What's the creative process like to be in that group? To be like the five of y'all, what's y'all creative process like? Like, is it strenuous? Is it easy? Y'all just mesh? Like, do y'all have a fight? You know?
No, our creative process is like, it's whack. I'm gonna say that.
You said it's whack.
Seriously, our creative process is like, it's weird because it's not work really for us. I don't think we could, you know, have as many albums. You know, we have compilations out. We have mixtapes. Like I said, we're dropping 3 albums in a 6-month period. And it's not a lot of focus that has to be put into the project. We come into the studio, we play the track, we have a few drinks, we vibe, we listen to the music, and then we just write. You know, just that simple. You know, we don't even go back and forth really about anything. We don't even discuss it. We just write it. We come to the table with it. What we have is what we have. You know,
okay.
We try not to be like a boy band who has a certain cadence that they have to follow. We don't do that. We each have our own personality. We're each solo artist, individuals, and each one of us on a track, you're hearing actually it's almost like it's its own song every time a different person is rapping.
Right.
But I know y'all gotta have that competition spirit. It gotta be in the air.
Nah, we don't have. There's no competitiveness between any of us. We don't have that at all. That's one thing really about this.
I think it's
because everybody's style.
We do it to keep each other sharp. That's how my team. Like, I don't know.
They probably pat each other on the back as far as, you know. That is concerned.
Well, I mean, the reason why we're not really competitive is that everybody in the group is like 30 or older. That's one thing. The next thing is that, you know, we all have families, and this is we're in it for the love, and also we're in it for the business as well. And, you know, when we first got together a few years back, we already knew that, hey, there's certain steps we have to take in order to make this a successful business. A business that was created out of the love that we have for hip hop. So we respect that. So when we step to the table, you know, there's really like no boss. Don't listen to the interviews. They're saying like I'm like the head of, you know, the Avid. They refer to me as the Avid of the group. I don't refer to myself as that. You know, when we come to the table, it's the Watchman. You know, it's not Black Mass and the Watchman. It's just the Watchman by itself. And I'm just an entity in the group.
Where are y'all originally from? Like,
West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay. Is everybody from there, or is it just you?
I'm born and raised here. Everybody else is from somewhere else, but pretty much been here for a long time, so.
Okay.
That's pretty much home based.
Everybody can say where you're from. Speak up.
Okay.
Seven.
Me, with a Seven Song. I'm originally from the island of the Bahamas, to tell you the truth. I moved over here a few years back, so that's where I'm originally from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Fox here.
I'm
originally from Nassau, Bahamas, also.
You from where, babe?
What are you
saying? Where you say you was from? I'm sorry.
From Nassau, Bahamas, also.
You saying that fast as hell. From where?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm trying
yeah,
to.
That's the slang there. That's the slang.
Oh, okay.
You got to filter through
slow.
That.
I'm a little slow.
Where you from, Eclipse? Before we
I was born in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm an islander too. I grew up. I spent most of part of my life in Brooklyn, and then down here in West Palm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Pro, and I was actually originally born in Washington Heights, but this is my home here, West Palm Beach. So this is what we do.
Okay.
What's the weather like down there? I can imagine.
Hot. It's beautiful. Man. Beautiful weather.
I know it is.
We up here.
We about to get this cold ass weather. I just got over cold. So, but we definitely appreciate y'all coming through. Make sure y'all tell everybody where your website and all that, where they can reach you before we get into your song.
Ready, Eclipse.
waiting on one of y'all. Okay, you can find us on MySpace, myspace.com/ The Watchman Space. We're all over Facebook. What's our name on there? Is it Woo Watchman?
Woo Watchman,
okay, on Facebook. And also you can find us at Twitter, or you can go on PCENation.com, where we're there also. And we got tons of YouTube videos on the PCE Nation channel also.
Okay.
Just fucking Google us, man, straight up.
Yeah, Google, yeah, we're everywhere.
I know, that's right. Do y'all have anything y'all want to say before we let y'all go and get into your song?
Yeah, if you want that Watchman, we got our closing line. It's called Bully.
Bully?
So if you want any
Bully. Like, I'll beat you up to your
Bully.
Okay.
So if you need any of that Watchman gear, you can go to watchmanfanatic.com. We got hoodies, jackets, because you know it's getting cold up north. We got T-shirts. We got lingerie for the girls. We got hats. We're going to have a new line of sneakers that are actually our tour sneakers that we're going to wear on tour, the custom Air Force Ones that you can only get from our site. We're going to have those on there soon. And we have posters and all of our mixtapes you can only get at watchfanatic.com. So make sure y'all check that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely. So go ahead, somebody introduce this, your song and everything. Definitely appreciate y'all coming through.
They got a double album. Which one?
Yeah.
No, we only got one song.
I think the song that you're going to be able to play tonight is It's Not Too Late.
Yeah.
And that one's off the double. That one we have a video. We just shot a video a couple weeks back, so y'all will be seeing that one on BET, MTV, Music Choice. So check out for that. So that's the one we got.
This one.
There it is. Thank y'all for coming too.
Thank y'all,
right,
folks.
Thank
get mad on Facebook. Yeah. Black know where I'm at.
Watch me, y'all. Yes.
All right, boy.
It is not too late. The night is young, I tell you. The night is young, I tell you. The night is young, I tell you. It is not too late.
It's not too late to bring rap back from the dead. Look forward to it like giving. We got the dividend, save rap from the bend. Skill with no ends, with the paper and the pens. And those who think the harm me get fooled like origami. Cause you a kid, no Sami, but I'm the big salami. We the revolution, evolution, yeah, to take it, make it shake. We wrap up like we bake.
Time's a waste, clock ticking, world keep spinning. At any minute you can make a decision or intervention. We hung up on glitz and glamour, that ain't what we envision. Getting where you're fitting, keep you too broke to pay attention. Just accepting it, two-stepping like it's a slow jam. Yo fam, open your eyes and peek the program. It's slipping away, hourglass ain't slow sand. It's 11:58, too late, time waits for no man.
Young man with a pen, where should I begin? My life flashed in front of my eyes, I don't wanna die. But these streets keep calling my name. I feel like I'm writing in vain. Cause every time I form metaphors, they metaphors of pain. My heart left out in the rain. Got my hand leaving symbols in sand. Documentation of the first man. The plan was to get on with a team that's strong and use the divine light to guide the way. But some fell astray to eminent domain.
200 years of pain. Slaughter sons and daughters in numerical order. The blood of the lamb still fresh. So I pray five times a day and still wear a bulletproof vest. Contemplating my expiration date. Life's a but it's not too late. It's not too late.
Lust and greed, performed by my forefathers, passed on to my seed. So it's best to take heed. The ways of the world is evil. Open your third eye and stop poisoning my people. And never lose focus, cause the devil's always watching. Like slave masters watching slaves as they pick cotton. Decomposed and rotten, I rose crack, my tomb stone. Like a prodigal son, I know my way
as
home.
As I corrupt the minds of innocent sinners and new beginnings for the earth to purge their wrong from the soul. To become winners in this game of death. Two choices, live or you die, but too wise to live is agony. You die, I won't cry. See, vice versa is for purpose. Is I'm saving my people from the disaster area called the future. I've seen the evil, knowing secrets in and out, back forth. It takes only a minute to the end of the world. Think you can make it, cuz.
Radio, shout out to the Watchmen.
Hey, wow, they was really in the cypher on the line. Like, look, we got one phone, y'all. 50 of us. We gonna throw that bitch up and let it hover. We gonna use our powers.
Definitely.
We
they,
get this interview.
They was getting it and they was passing that money around like a joint. Yeah, you get it. You get it. You hit that.
Remind me of the 70s show. And all that smoke.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Adonis, Fire, same old beats.
I like that. We got some, our guests been hard workers. Stay hard
yeah.
workers.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Make sure y'all check out the website, www.air.radio.net.
Shout out
to school. Lady C, Room. This show is on Thursdays, Air It Out Underground.
Everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Miss Hustle Range, Million Bucks, The Watchmen. Who else you want to shout out? Make sure y'all check out my boy, June Bugger. He got a show on Friday. He was just
yeah,
going there.
Yeah, I thought
there.
June was going to call him. Like, I mean, I enjoyed being on their show. He had me cracking up,
he
man.
He in a bad storm right now. He, you know, just past his bedtime.
It's all good. It's all good. Oh, you played like he was 12 or something.
That's my boy, though. That's my boy. Shout out to Menage Twice. She's going to be at the party, y'all. So make sure y'all come through on the 29th, the Big Bang, 1433 Yard Street. You know what I mean? Nah, we do. Who else gonna be there, Max?
What, the show?
Your mom gonna be there, right?
My mom coming to the show?
Yeah, I invited her.
I don't know.
She gonna come
mom
in with her flip-flops.
Mom be in bed at 8 o'clock. Look, my mom came to my show about 2 years ago. I let her sit on the stage, and that was like
really?
Like I really had to. Mom.
Did you really invite her for real?
Yeah, she came.
Because you
show.
Know how you be playing.
No, I'm serious. I gave her a chair and everything. I let her sit on the stage.
Okay.
She sat back there like she mother still. The whole show, people loved it. I performed
See?
With my boots off and everything.
You got to get your mom to call in one day.
Definitely. She got a gospel group. She touring and all that.
For real?
I'm trying to get on.
We can
man.
Play one of our songs.
I'm trying to get on.
Don't y'all want to hear one
mom
of Max's
be,
mom's
see,
my, gospel
the
song?
The problem with my mom is she think the fact, see, she know her son, the most thing he do of all his jobs is rapping. So she think anytime I'm doing something, it's rapper, so she think hoodies and tins. I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, this ain't a rapper show. This ain't DMX coming. It's us. We chilling. You can come with us. We'll see, hopefully.
Definitely. Shout out to Dom Shiz, Shank. You know how they come through. You know. Hey, DJ T, he just dropped us. I wanted to play that later on or something before we
you
can.
Got it tonight?
Yeah, man. We got to get into that, hopefully, you know. Hold on, we gotta shout out some more people real quick before we get this last caller over here. Who else? You know? At the top of my head. God, E Burners, man. Fire. I know I probably already said it. Shout out to T Fung Becky. Make sure y'all check him out on the 26th, which is tomorrow.
I'm
know.
Sneaking in the building, y'all. I'll be there.
You got backstage passion. What are you talking
you
about?
You got a snitch.
Look, he already said it on the line.
What I'm saying. I'm sneaking in, y'all. I'm sneaking in there.
You can sneak in if you want.
Air It Out Radio sneaks in to get to school.
Get your weight up. Housewife, what's going on? You know what I mean? I'm
trying to get the females to run through this joint. You know what I mean? Take over. The takeover. Anyway, we're going to we're gonna hit up 1910 Air It Out Radio. What's going on, Air It Out Radio, 1910? Going to getting it in? Words? Words like that? Air It Out Radio. Okay, all right.
I hear echo too.
I know, I heard something. Maybe their phone was jacked up. They don't got AT&T.
It was popping a good. Like, hold on, hold on, hold on.
You know how you got that squeaky bad and shit back in the day? You know. 5632, Air It Out Radio. Hello? Air It Out Radio, 5632. Okay, all right. Well, we want to continue talking because, you know,
they
that's what we do.
They being
that's
stirred.
What we do. Like, I'm going to go back to 1910 before, you know, because maybe
they
didn't
listening
hear
me. To them get they business.
1910? Oh, I'm telling you, it's not like they're getting it in. I'm so nosy. I'm going to tell you, I'm like a pigeon time. I'm for real. Don't have no sex in front of me because I'm going to be like, word, giddy girl. Giddy.
We ain't got no, We ain't got no gossip today.
Oh, you know we ain't got a lot of time for that, man. I wish I did have time.
I know the president of Uganda is rapping now.
Really?
He started a rap career.
Really? I ain't got no good gossip. I haven't been, I've been slipping, y'all. I've been really slipping. I'm definitely going to get into that. But we got so much crap that,
And no celebrities did nothing stupid since last week.
Not that, like I said, I've been slipping. I ain't going to front. I've been off my job. So, because we've been having so many callers, I ain't really had time to really even go there with it. So, anyway, it's all good. MC Shy, I'm saying any more. Can make it. Cool. We'll hit up on the next one. Make sure y'all check out the website, www.airitoutradio.net. I know y'all get tired of me saying that, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. The website is hot. We got to get y'all to go there. Shout out Scoop. You know what I mean? It's going down on the 29th. The Big Bang. What? 1433 R Street? You better be there. 9-2, nigga. I'm
telling y'all, Jello and pudding and girls in bikinis. Fire going to have on her birthday suit. It's going to be crazy.
Listen, Fire ain't going to
ladies, black holes better be right on these people.
Listen, if my outfit does not come in your mail and the next day, woo! I'm gonna have a problem. I'm telling you, like, I ordered that joint today, and I'm just praying that it comes tomorrow. Oh, I'm gonna have to take my ass down to South Street. South Street. But anyway, you know, we'll see. Shout out to E-Burners, you know, he always comes through with his freestyle, you know what I mean? Make sure y'all hit up his website and everything. You know what I mean? Digi Jones. Your boy didn't show up. It's all good. Amon. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna kick somebody over, Amon.
It's all good. Like, we be having so many guests on. Like, that's why we try to do, like, at least.
Because I know what happened. As soon as we got the studio and I'm waiting for the bus or something, I make my phone will start ringing. Yo, I've been calling you for 2 hours. Like, I'm like, call the show. You can't call my phone when I'm on the air.
Exactly.
It's like, I feel your pain that you've been calling for 2 hours, but you know I'm on the air.
Shout out to
is off.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Miss Hustle, man. She gonna be there too, yo. Y'all wanna meet Miss Hustle for the first time, you know. Yeah, I don't want as a guest, so, you know, definitely. It's gonna be a lot of ladies there. I'm telling y'all, I know it's a lot of niggas in line, so definitely bring your ass there. Ladies Love's gonna be there, you know. Having fun, Minaj, you know, with her tongue and shit. So, I'm quite sure it's gonna be a flavor in there for y'all. You know, definitely hit us up and come through. You know, the Big Bang, 1433 R Street. I know we ain't get into E-Burner's his drop or whatever. He's probably gonna kick me for it, but I'm gonna play it real quick because I want y'all to see he put in a lot of work for this. So. Without further ado, without me keep saying it over, let's get into that.
Uh-huh. We here again, bang. Get y'all in the head with the bigger bang. Better. Yo.
radio. Hear it out radio, hear it out radio. Hit a big bang you in the head with the crazy flow. Back with another one, fighting Max still relax shit. Yeah, they that big a deal. On the 29th, yes, at the 29th, 1433 off street with a knife. The official takeover breaks over. Drinks in the air, roll up your doja. We here to have a ball, come out all of y'all. Big and small, short and tall, hear it out on the board. Get ready, oh, we so ready. The launch party need more stripes, more confetti. Get like us, don't wait till they pipe us. Beaming for Blog Talk Radio niceness. Big Bang Bar is real, for real. You're all welcome, much love, fire, and Max Steel. Come celebrate the official Air It Out Radio launch party. October 29th, Big Bang, 1433 Arch Street, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Be there. What else? We air it out. Keep burning. Let's go.
Air It Out.
Yeah, shout out to E Burners on that. He be doing his thing. Listen, we got Benji on the line. I'm going to try to hit him up real quick. You know we only got like 5 minutes. I did come to you. Benji, what's going on? I'm hurt you. Benji, 1910, come on, man. What's going on? All right. Hold on a second.
That was Benji getting
no,
in.
No, no, no. This is him right here, 5632. Benji.
What's up?
What happened?
We can't. My phone died. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. My phone died and shit. I got it on the charger. But I'm listening to the show, man. That shit was rocking. Yeah, Donna's on there. Housewife. Shout out to Housewife. I ain't no Sandman was booked. Free my nigga Sandman. Kenneth Ink.
Yeah. I think a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people didn't know. So, you know.
Like we must have got him on the show right before it happened.
He was just on, what, like 4 months ago?
That's what I'm saying. I was trying to get him for the follow-up. Now I know why I couldn't.
Yeah.
Nah, I tried to get him for the feature on Chosey Cushion Equity Show, and I ain't heard from him. I knew that was weird, but I thought he was working because I seen him about to drop the Mount Cushmore jump.
Yeah. Well, we're going to definitely try to. We can't get all into your full interview because, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But we can at least hit your song up real quick.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. One for the Money, Chilzy Jones, featuring myself, Benji Jones, recorded at Batcave by my man P-Funk. Shout out to the whole Batcave, Biz, Ruggy, Funk, J-O, J-I, Gilly, me, everybody, man. Shout out to the whole Philly. You talking to the A&R West Philly. Fuck with us the fuck out of here. She up.
Yeah.
Chills with some babies. Yeah.
Money, Benji, baby, getting money. See me king of pressure shopping while the others looking bummy. I be swagging, I be surfing, just a fly, cool person. Why you looking mad? Cause your pocket's kinda hurting.
Step it up.
I hit them all and never do I ask the price. Benji, I'm a star, so you know I got my swagger right. Different color shirts, whole city wolf packing right. Red and green, Gucci's up, looking like a traffic light. Dicky, I be killing it. Pammy, I be killing it. Always up in demons, they know it's by our government. One for the money, see the money that I'm running in. Giving out samples, so the smokers they ain't come again. Rappers getting dumb again, sitting back and wondering. Most pack moving, see them numbers, she'll be running in. Oh yeah, Fendi back, now the break over. The game need a makeover, Wolfpack takeover. You know Chilzy keep it coming in the club, throwing money, yeah, 20s, 50s, and 100s, I'm a star. When I flip that shit, I rip that shit, I in this. Niggas, they be hating, they bitches be on my post it. Polo on my body, them diamonds be on my neck and wrist. And Nemo's copping Gucci and Prada, the Louis for my bitch. No, I don't give a shit, do not think that I'm a bitch. Some guns that I got, they a pager like Suryakovic. Chilzy, I'm the king of the floors, man, I be hot as shit. The beat is like a sheet of a paper, cause I be ripping it. Mar, I be killing it, Benji, man, I'm killing it. Bad little Brizzle, she chew me like I'm a double man. And that's very often, I be Rick Ross Dawson. Bitches, man, I stone cold, stun them Steve Austin. Hit them with a little shake, them big Jay Crawford. Bottle popping flip boys, all my niggas flossin'. You see me?
24 feet of shoes, heavy.
And radio is that chick fire. Max still the god.
Yeah, we here. We about to get out of the building. You know what I mean? We had fun with the topic.
1 minute. Benji, I'm sorry. We apologize. I know you gotta come on a little sooner, baby, but we definitely got you next time. Make sure y'all check out the website. All that good stuff. You know how we do. Shout out to P-Funk and all them at the Becky. So, you got any shout outs, man?
Shout out my fam. I just wanted to give y'all my craziest situation. It was the day my oldest daughter was born. We was getting it in. Mom said
anyone?
My water broke.
Oh my god.
And on that note, we airs it out. Oh my goodness.
We air it out. Make sure y'all check out the website. Shout out to Scoop, man. We love y'all. Definitely love y'all air it outers. That's what I'm calling y'all. Make sure y'all check out the website. The 29th is going down. Big Bang. E-Burners. Room.
Everybody in the building.
Yeah.
Jello and pudding and bathing suits and everything.
Yeah, we ain't even going to be able to get to our song and everything. We just going to air it out the last couple of minutes. We love y'all. Air it out, baby.
Talk it away while they count us down. And shout out to the Eagles. Y'all lost again.
And
thank
you.
And
fuck y'all haters. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kiss my ass. How about that?
Air It Out Radio.